Everybody loves Don and Mike.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe in you.
Hello! Come on, come on, come on, come on now.
Yes. Oh, that was before the door.
Hi, Robbie.
Hello there.
Hello.
Hi, Julia.
Hi. Oh, hi there.
Hey, John Kerry and everybody like, okay.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Tony Soprano. We appreciate it.
Right. Because it's a lot of fun.
It's a lot of fun.
It's a lot of fun. And now,
how have you been?
It's nice that you have that tape of Julia to celebrate the way she designed the computers of the studio. Good afternoon, Mr.
There you are.
What?
Kitchen sinking.
Kitchen sinking inside right from the moment we start.
The get-go.
I'm making a prediction. It won't be so inside very shortly, though. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. The Masters on CBS and all the ships at sea.
What was that?
I don't know. Let them cream your daisies.
Hello, Rob. I'm Hootie Johnson.
Dr. Geronimo. Mike O'Mara.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah, how was your old daisy? How was your old tomato all weekend long? Huh?
Hello.
Hello. Don and Mike Show, new episode on this Monday.
Monday!
041105.
Oh, hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
Hi, Buzz.
No, he's not retarded.
Hi, Buzz. And hi, welcome to the show. That's right, this is the show.
Yeah, this is it.
This is it. Our toll-free number?
What you get for free.
From anywhere in America, 877-365-3636. From Canada, from Mexico, 800-636-1067. And if you're lucky enough to be listening to WJFK-FM, Washington, D.C., you can call us at 202-432-1067. My plan for the show today?
Yes?
I'm going to love you. Till the heavens stop the rain.
Just like Jim.
I'm going to love you. And I'm going to get on stage and pull down my pants like Jim.
You're looking lovely in those leather pants you're wearing.
For you and I. That's a great song. I thought Val Kilmer sucked when he was Jim Morrison.
Who would have been better?
As Jim Morrison?
Yeah, who would you cast?
I don't care who he plays.
I would go with...
I don't care what character he's playing.
I'd go with Jim Caviezel, who plays Jesus Christ. So we were here with Jim Caviezel. Jim, what do you think about the Pope dying?
You think he ate too much of the greasy?
Do you like the greasy? I am the Lizard King. Yeah.
You're continuing your tribute to Jim Morrison.
I like Jim Morrison.
Can I play it to the label?
Yeah, of course. Jim Morrison should be played by Jim Mora.
Stronger than dirt.
There you go. Chime time. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
The good, they die young.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, Don?
Yeah.
Don and Mike, hello.
Hey, did you see yesterday Phil Mickelson totally get dissed by Jim Nance? At the end of the Masters.
Oh. Well, you're talking about the ceremony. Let me tell you, my friend, that is the way it goes.
Sir? There you go. That's for you. We will have an entire segment today devoted to the most beautiful and elegant woman in all of sports broadcasting.
That's right.
Nancy from CBS, and she was exquisite during the Masters yesterday.
Oh, and Don, you should know something.
Hi, Hootie.
I fancy myself as a somewhat... somewhat of a master's expert. I've followed it for a number of years, and I'm simply enamored with the tradition.
And how about Nance with Hootie?
Hootie, you know, and Nance, of course, he showed me the proper amount of deference for the solemn nature of the ceremony.
We're here in Butler Cabin. I'm sitting in the famous sodomy chair, and I'm waiting now for Hootie. Here comes Hootie looking all handsome, and as I think of that,
now you have got it wrong.
Face.
First of all, I have to stop you, and I should point out to you that I brought Jim Nance out on stage at Butler Cabin for the ceremony. He did not bring me out, and then of course I brought up Tigra, and the other young man who won the amateur, and I said, well, look. There they are now.
Hello, I've been waiting for you, Master. This is Jim Nance.
Come over here, Jim.
How about a kiss?
Here's a candy for you. I'll give you a treat, a biscuit, if you'll sit in the chair.
You've got the candy that I want, sir. Here on the beautiful dog-eared Augusta Fairways with the dogwoods and the beautiful... Look at it. There it is right there, the rear entrance bridge.
Well, look at you, Jim, all dressed up in your blue blazer and your sensible tie.
And you, sir, looking smashing as always, and may I say...
In a green jacket.
May I say that your views about women and... Negroes are shared with me, even though I do not say it here on CBS.
There's no need to even bring that up, Jim. Why, I'm happy to hand Tigra his fourth jacket. Hey, what a delight it is.
Do you have that commercial, Rob?
Yes, I do.
You look sharper than Robert E. Lee's battle saber. Listen, while we're waiting for the champion to arrive... At the cabin,
yes,
Jim.
Yes, my lord.
Why don't we have one of these people fetch us a mint julep? Thank you, Jim.
I sure am getting hot, Hootie, looking at you. Would you mind if I took off this sensible CBS blazer?
Not in Butler Cabin, Jim. Unfortunately, the rules are the rules. You are to leave your sport jacket on at all times, while the members... Can't even take their pants off when they leave their jackets on.
Don and Mike show, hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Okay.
How's it going?
Okay.
I got some Jim Morrison trivia for you.
Well, I don't know if... Is anybody here a Jim Morrison expert?
Is there a hunger for that?
Well, okay. Do you know
I love
the
games.
Breakdown? You know the breakdown in L.A. Woman where it says Mr. Mojo Ryan?
Sir, can I tell you something? You lost me at, do you know the breakdown?
Yeah.
Thank you, though. Thank you. Nice try. Rob, let me see. What mic are you on now? Mic 2?
He's going to tell you that Mr. Mojo Rising is Jim Morrison's letters all mixed up.
Do you have that commercial?
I do, Don.
Now, you want to hear
there
something?
There you are again.
You want to
share on that big old brain with us.
Glad we stopped the guy.
It's good that Hootie's here because we know how Hootie feels about, you know, people like Tiger Woods winning the Masters, even though he won't say anything.
Sure. Wow, I'm offended. I am delighted to have Tiger win once again.
Now, there are regular commercials that are done at the radio station by all the people that work here. Rob is one of the people who does commercials. Mm-hmm. You know, we've documented Buzz's many commercials, his whoring of himself and his name.
It will only get worse.
And he's brought his wife into it during the commercials. But Rob is a workhorse. Rob will do just about any script that comes along.
Mm-hmm.
I find this ironic and funny. The first time I heard it, I laughed out loud. So now, a free plug for whatever this sponsor is.
You ready?
Yeah.
Baseball is here. So is your chance to play DC Lottery's new Negro League's $5 instant ticket. Play today and collect all four tickets. These special commemorative tickets include tributes to the Homestead Grays, the Indianapolis Clowns, Kansas City Monarchs, and the New York Black Yankees. Each ticket features a black and white team portrait and trivia about the team. Negro League's instant tickets gives you two big ways to win big. Scratch and win up to $50,000.
Doing this commercial.
An authentic throwback jersey. Or fill out your non-winner.
I must say,
fill it in for your chance to win up to $10,000.
I don't understand what all the
lucky instant winners
of cackling is about.
Hoopla. Pick his or her favorite team jersey and
wait, Rob. Rob will say it again.
Second chance drawing has three cash prizes. First prize is $10,000. Second prize, $5,000.
Pick.
And third is
a better guy to do the commercial.
Drawing will be held June 24th, 2005.
Yeah.
So let the winning begin. And buy your Negro League's instant ticket at any DC Lottery retailer in the city.
Very tasteful music,
yes,
also.
Very nice.
Thank you. I thought it was a fine
read.
I don't understand why both of you boys are laughing like you are. There was a time when I used to enjoy some of the Negro Leagues that were playing around.
As did Rob.
Absolutely.
Didn't you own many of the players?
I know. I basically would go with my father, and then we'd go over and watch the other baseball games, too. And then, of course, we'd make sure that... Well, you couldn't play in the Negro Leagues and play at Augusta, you see. It was forbidden.
I understand that.
A tradition I tried to uphold for years and years.
And now look what's happened now. Tiger Woods, look at what he's done.
Well, I'm happy.
He's ruined your little all-white guy golf thing.
I understand that, but of course he wears another green jacket. And of course I was happy to place it upon him. Actually, it was... Phil. My boy, Phil, who put that jacket on, Tiger. I love that boy.
You like Phil?
Oh,
you like Phil Mickelson?
Not a whiter man in America. Phil Mickelson.
I read something about him over the weekend that the other players think that he's like Eddie Haskell.
Oh, really?
That he's always on his best behavior with them, but really they think that he's just a jerk and he's just...
I like you, like... pulls pranks and stuff.
Well, no, just that he does, I guess, the fake sincerity
right.
stuff to their faces, and they don't think that he's
sense that it's not genuine.
Boy, he makes it.
Phil is just as zesty as paste. I like you.
Before the weekend stuff here. Oh, and yeah, we'll have a whole segment on Nancy. A couple of things happened. Of course, Charles and Camilla got married.
Baby.
I'd like to just spend just a few seconds of your valuable time.
Please.
Talking about what a horse face, big tooth, ugly drag queen Carmella is.
You think?
No, excuse me. Camilla, not
Camilla.
Carmella's on the Sopranos.
Whatever. Yeah.
Camilla. Amazing to me, the thought that these two horse-faced people are finally together, and after all this time, they're married, and she's just got the biggest, yellowest, ugliest teeth that I've ever seen, and they're wondering why the people in Britain are not going nutty about this, like the way they went nutty about the last one.
Well, the last one, you had a real princess.
I know, and I love the thought that... that he's wearing the skirt, he's got the whole Scottish thing going on, and she's got the big, like, Mrs. Doubtfire hat, and she's like,
she's got the, well, I finally, I could be the queen, don't you know, with the, just a big mouth and the big, I love it.
They're saying, a love story for 35 years, and mm-hmm. I'm wondering, you know.
They're soulmates.
And they go back to that castle.
Mm-hmm.
See?
<Yeah. laughs>
You know, he's still.
You think he is?
Yeah, he's got to take the Viagra.
That's pretty nasty.
He's got to take the pill.
I see there's a strong sexual attraction between the two of them.
I noticed, you know, I noticed mm-hmm. that as I watched the two of them, like two ugly swan.
Well, they had a big article about the comparison between her and Mummy. That
yes.
She resembled Queen Elizabeth in so many ways, the way she dressed. And she really dresses
probably
exactly.
Smells the same, too. And you know what I mean. Baby, you know,
yeah, we know
what I mean.
So she was married once before, too, right? Yeah, Camilla
yeah.
was, yeah.
Yeah, some lucky stiff.
Right.
And Charles only had to wait 35 years and had to have his wife killed and had to ruin his kid's life and ruin an entire country so he can finally bang the old bag that he's been banging for 35 years.
All's well that ends well.
God, I mean, you look at her when she was alive and then you look at Camilla.
Yeah.
Hey.
Hard to imagine.
I mean,
listen,
it's not all luck.
And listen, back when Lady Di was hot.
Right.
And even towards the end, as she got older and started to look a little more, I think, like a combination of Chris Everett and Martina Navratilova.
You really think so?
Yeah, Lady Di. Yeah.
I think she was hot right up to the end.
Yeah, me too.
Still, listen, here's the point I was trying to make. On her worst day,
mm-hmm.
I've not seen a picture of old Yellow Teeth where she looks like she could compete. No. You could probably dig Diana up right now
and
prop her up, and she'd still win on the swan.
But I suppose those choppers are much more skillful. Gnawing through boiled beef. I'm sure she'll do a much better job of that.
Isn't she likes going hunting, and she likes... what is it that I read about her? She likes nothing better than spending a day out hunting and coming back and smelling like dogs and outdoors. And I'm thinking, you want that? Just do her laundry.
The thing was, Diana was so often eating vegetarian dishes. And you see, Camilla enjoys being a carnivore as much as I have for all those years.
Those two ugly people deserve each other.
Well, good. Maybe they'll be happy.
Good luck. Yeah. Good luck. I hope they have some type of child.
He's always liked horses.
And the engineers are going crazy just trying to get two microphones to work down in the bathroom today so we can flush the Vicodins in front of Joe. And as long as we're doing something in the bathroom today, it's been about 5 years. Anybody out there listening, as Tom would say... If anybody's out there listening, love to have a black light, a neon light down here today.
Oh, that's going
to
be gross.
You know, we've not gone through the bathroom in 5 years, and they've done this whole big thing about how clean this place is, and we're going to be in there anyway because mm-hmm. we're going to be flushing the Vikes one at a time in front of Joe.
Let me tell you, I've seen, you know, we used to rave about the quality of the maintenance in that bathroom, and I believe it's gotten even better. In the years since we did our first blacklight experiment, I make that comment based on standing at the urinal in the bathroom and observing something something solid on the wall,
of course.
Hey, oh, listen, and observing it for weeks on end.
The Booger Bandit has been here for many years.
There is nothing that triggers the gag reflex anymore.
I'll say this. I don't know who's the turnover in staff has been, but have you noticed the puddler is gone?
Yeah, the puddler is gone. For the longest time here, we had a puddler. Somebody who, either it was an aim issue, but I don't think so. I think it was more of an on purpose.
I
think it was intentional. Just woeful inadequacy in a certain area.
But that person is now, and I don't want to say anything, but I'm pretty sure it was J-Dubs.
Yeah,
a puddle is forming in Florida right now.
I'm pretty sure it was J-Dubs.
Let's see if I can spray. I missed again.
But that bathroom is a mess. So if anybody out there listening, you have a neon light or like you would use it with a black light poster back
flashlight,
in the day.
We should neon just light. Keep
one around at all times.
we probably should. Bring it on, Dan. We'll give you a prize. Hello there. There you go, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Camilla's illegitimate son, Constantine.
All right. Yeah, Constantine got the yellow teeth.
American Idol, yeah. But she's got the absolute. I mean, he laughs.
Well, it's not just the color
of her teeth;
it's the shape of them too. It's they're basically snaggled.
Hey, how come the Brits are not hip to the thing that we do, where our celebrities get like Regis Philbin teeth? Uh-huh. That you get those. What do you call those veneers?
The Vinci veneers.
The kind that allegedly Les Moonves, our boss, does not have.
Right.
Those things. Just get those. Those pop-in babies, just put them right there. Oh, there you go.
It's
got nice teeth.
It's Great Britain. Teeth are not their thing. Yeah. They've never cared. Because they have, what, the lack of fluoride in the water over there? Is that what
that's
the reason
part of it?
Is?
The lack of dental care in the past.
Yeah, and just a lack of hygiene.
You go back into the 1930s in America, and it was the same way. People didn't take care of that. They didn't have...
That's not true, Mike. Now, listen, I don't know a lot about history. Don't know much Scientology. And I'm changing the words there. But I do know that I love you.
Yeah.
What a wonderful, lovely, friggin' stupid Stand By Me world this would be.
Didn't you see that picture of Bobby Jones at the Masters yesterday when they went back and they saw him smiling and he had the gray little curls of corn that were there?
Well, so does George Sr. I mean, let's be honest.
Yeah, George Sr.'s got bad ones.
Bush 41 has got little chiclet teeth. Mm-hmm. I saw Clinton on TV just talking about the Pope. He's some guy that he used to go out and get beers and get laid with.
They have a lot in common.
And then Bush, his comment over the weekend, this is the best. He's saying, what about the whole Pope thing? He says, that's the highlight of my presidency.
Wow, nicely put.
Now that's a quote from a guy who's got a lot on the ball.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah. You've been president now for what, five and a half years? What's the highlight? Well, you know, being the first president to go there when they dig the hole and put the Pope in the ground. Man, that's great.
I didn't know that Charles and Camilla had Joan Rivers at the wedding. You see a picture of Joan Rivers in the newspaper?
Comparatively, she must have looked good.
No.
I saw the two kids that she's bringing. I guess she had a good-looking spouse before, because the daughter, the stepdaughter now, to Charles, is nice. Was dressed like in a foxy kind of almost Britney-like, out like a Britney Christine Aguilera thing.
There's Prince Edward's wife on the right, the with the feather. She's not bad.
Hold on.
That one right there. That's Joan Rivers on the left. That's not, don't confuse that one.
Hold on. You're holding it, Mike, again. Remember my eyes?
Yes.
I'll
hand it to you and point. I'll show you which one. That's Joan Rivers, and that's Prince Edward's wife. So Joan Rivers is looking Joan Riversy, and then Prince Edward's wife, not bad at all. Very, very pretty.
Right. Yeah, I see that.
But Joan Rivers...
How about the Queen?
Joan Rivers' skin was actually sewed into her hat.
Baby.
Part one piece?
Yeah, it was one piece. It comes with the hat.
How about that? How about the lottery winner right now at the Royal Palace? I'm looking at Camilla and the Queen.
Mm-hmm.
How'd you like to be the, the doctor who takes care of things...
Oh.
Female.
The OBGYN?
Yeah.
The Royal OBGYN.
Royal Gynecologist.
Hey, you're referring to the Royal Gyno.
Hello, love.
Hey, where's the Royal Gyno?
The Royal Gyno is hanging out with the Royal Laundress.
We're going to need a spot more bleach.
I'm sorry, it just doesn't seem to be enough hours in the day.
You know, and I guess it was not true with Diana, but really this time he's married his mother.
That's the whole theory. That's why he was in love with her, because she's mummy.
Mummy. Oh, mummy. Mummy, I'm soiled. Mummy.
Mumsy.
Hello, Dynamite Show. Hello.
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 Hey, Joe.
Joe is...
Not
Joe.
In the room.
In the other room. You're talking to us because this call is unscreened.
Oh, awesome. Hey, Don.
What?
Did you see about the guy from The Apprentice getting arrested for disorderly conduct?
Yes. Thank you, sir.
Eject, damn it.
It's the same guy that says
something, wasn't it? Yeah. Says that all the time. Okay, I've already asked for the neon light. Now, let's get to the pressing events here. Your phone calls, of course, will continue. We'll be flushing Joe's Vicodins here in a couple of seconds.
Oh, what do you mean Joe's Vicodins? I never gave them to him.
Well,
you've just involved me in a Class A felony.
Mike's Vicodins.
That's right.
Mike's Vikes.
Mike's Vikes.
That had been promised to Joe.
Sure you can't spare just one?
They're going to be flushed today, and here they are, right? And Joe, let me just get him on the phone.
I'm going to torture him a little
Joe.
Bit. This has got to be killing him.
Just a little bit. Gosh, I hope he's not in pain.
A Vike is a terrible thing to waste.
Not take one. Hello? Hey, hi, hey, Joe.
Good Monday.
Joe.
Yes?
Joe loves his Vikes. Oh! Watch out for that mic. Joe wants the pills now. Mike won't give them to him. I ran out of words. Ran out of words.
Watch out for that Fed.
Let's see what we've got.
You know, I was thinking about it today.
Yes.
I don't think it's going to hurt that bad.
Really? Four. Why?
Six.
I don't know.
What are you eating right now, Joe?
Chocolate.
Chocolate?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of chocolate?
Crackle bars and Kit Kat bars.
Mm. And the uneven 11.
Oh, I was pretty good, wasn't I? With just a glance at the bottle.
I thought there were 12.
Well, hold on a second.
How many were in there to start with?
That's what I just saw.
Mike, you're so banged up today, you ought to just take a couple.
Yeah, no, I should.
Joe, hold on a second. Mike got 60 of them.
Uh-huh.
Excuse me, what do you think? I took them on a weekend?
That's a lot.
I got them on March 19th.
Man, that's
when they were. I took three a day. The prescribed allocation. What do you think? I was eating them like candy?
Hey, Joe, how about that 60?
The what?
60.
It was a 60 count bottle.
Thanks for speaking the lingo for me, Buzz.
Took 49 of them before, I didn't like what they did to my noggin.
So anyway, Joe, there they are.
Well, we shall deposit them into the John like responsible citizens of the city of Fairfax.
There you go. All right, there you go, Mike. Though, I'll put those back in your hands.
Allowing them to eventually become part of the water supply.
Eventually.
Okay, thank you. Mike.
It must be tempting today.
Okay, we're going to throw those 9 away now.
Must be so tempting today. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Don't throw shit.
Turn down your radio. Hello, or whatever you're talking about. Hello.
He just said don't flush him. And he's gone.
Is that what the guy said? Yeah. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey.
What happened to y'all in Houston, man?
You know, this seems to be a question that we're getting. I'll tell you, in York, Pennsylvania, the city that called in question on Friday, it was, in fact, sunspots. So,
on in York?
Yeah.
Oh, thank God.
Mike, yeah, I know.
Oh, man.
And all weekend, I really thought
we might not be there.
Because Mike kept saying he was going to hold his breath until we got back on in York, PA.
It's York.
It was just a one-day thing.
It's York, Pennsylvania.
I don't know. It could be sunspots, or they could have just blown up the station. I don't know.
Who knows?
Hello?
Mike.
Well, weren't we on at like 6 o'clock in the morning or something like that?
No, Houston.
2 o'clock in the morning?
No, 2 in the afternoon. That's Dallas. Oh, Houston's live.
Live.
We're not on in Houston anymore?
Not anymore. Y'all got CNN radio on here playing.
We what?
I would guess.
You're speaking Houstonese.
My guess would be that it's, again, the thing that Buzz spoke of, which is sunspots.
Every spring and fall, it interrupts satellite transmissions, and they had to plug something else in, perhaps.
Right. Yeah, that might have been Friday.
Uh-huh.
That's what I'm guessing. But thank you for checking in. It's nice to know we got one listener in Houston.
Yeah, I love you guys.
All right, thank you, dude.
We love you right back.
Bye-bye.
All right.
See ya. Too bad. Too bad we're not on in Houston right now.
Yeah.
So they won't hear us. God damn, we've been there.
Yes.
That city's an armpit. That city makes Jacksonville look like Paris.
We loved our time in Houston. What are you talking about? What a lovely city.
You lovely people who live in Houston who can't hear us right now. Move. Move quick.
Run.
Move quick.
Wow, you're right next door to it. Should be 45 minutes.
Okay, Dallas, San Antonio, Austin. I don't care. Go to Texarkana.
Yes.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
We just found Houston to be crowded.
Yes.
A lot of strip malls in Houston.
And a long cab ride from anywhere to anywhere.
To anywhere,
nothing's
yeah.
close.
Hometown of Jim Nance, everybody.
Hey, friend.
Sorry.
Hello.
Don and Mike?
Yeah.
It's Jamie from Fairfax.
Yes, Jamie. Thank you for the bio. Hi.
Oh, I say, I'm an Englishman. Before I came to America, I didn't see women without teeth until I moved here.
Are you saying that you consider the teeth of people from the UK to be in better shape than the teeth of Americans?
I certainly do.
No, you're freaking crazy.
No, you're wrong.
He is in Virginia.
You are so nuts, you're bollocks.
What's this guy's name?
You're wanker.
His name is Jamie.
Your wanker should be tagged.
Jamie, you're
both the kind of wankers, you know that?
Jamie, you're welcome, by the way.
Mate, you're the wanker.
No, you're wankers.
And Rob's right about that.
You're welcome for us keeping your island from sinking into the ground.
That's right. And that was
several world wars.
And that was after we defeated them.
Yes.
Oh, that's
you
right.
Guys,
soundly.
Exactly. No, seriously, you're both a couple of tossers.
No, you're not very
you're
good listener.
No, you're a tosser, you wanker. Go enjoy your Spice Girls and your bad teeth.
And Benny Hill.
And Benny
Hill. I've got no fear.
Hey, I like Benny Hill.
How about Monty Python?
No, I don't like them.
I like them.
You don't like Monty Python?
No, I don't. I really don't. I never have.
Sustain we now a description of a time when petty lost an overweening tyranny, offend the ruck of state. Thus fly we now, as oft with Phoebus did, ferocity unto proud Flanders court. Fair set for England and for war.
Thank you.
Hey, guys, I'm going to go.
That's why I don't like it.
No.
And now for something completely
I mean, no
different.
Offense, Mike.
None taken, Don.
You know what I like? You know. I love the smell of napalm in the morning. That's my movie speech.
I thought you were going to quote Benny Hill, maybe. You immediately jumped into an American war movie directed by an Italian.
All right, if we're going to jump into Benny Hill, there are no words to Benny Hill.
Now, you know how you do Benny Hill? You do Benny Hill like this. You go like this. Like when he used to hit the guy on the head.
No, this is Benny Hill.
Yeah.
And then he would stop and like have two half-naked girls come up and look at him and he'd be like, oh, what is this? And everything would be done in fast motion. Everything would be played
that's funnier. And he had the old bald guy that he would always sit on top of the forehead.
Yeah.
He went to school on the Munsters. Everything's funnier in fast motion.
And they also liked to march on Benny Hill.
They did.
Yes.
Organized.
Yeah.
Very funny.
And always there would be the guy with the big bass drum that was strapped to his back, like in a parade. And a guy with the big tuba coming out. Yeah. And there'd be a couple of chicks.
Right.
And then again, he'd look at the camera like, oh my God, what is this? And
they'd do the marching when they'd be in that terrible English studio, that antiquated English studio, and they'd just come marching out. It really wasn't antiquated. It was actually Benny Hill was just old.
Yeah, right. And it was shot like a million years ago.
Exactly. Right.
And the other great thing of British TV, videotape inside, film outside,
and
then intercut them.
Yeah, it was great.
Benny Hill.
You got just a little too technical.
It doesn't bother you? That just never bothered you?
Oh, I like it. I noticed it.
Never bothered me, Ron.
You never saw the Monty Python Meaning of Life? With Mr. Creosote, that definitely.
I've seen him.
You didn't like it.
I seen the
Where
life.
They feed the fat guy the one tiny wafer thin milk.
I seen the Life of Brian.
Right.
I seen a lot of them. I've never gotten.
You've seen The Meaning of Life.
Yes.
Oh, that's my favorite.
Yes.
The TV show. Did you ever watch the TV show? Hello, Mr. Creosote. Get me a bucket. I'm going to throw up.
Here's my thought. A lot of people think that's funny.
Uh-huh, yeah.
For me, that's like turning on Doctor Who.
Well, I agree with you, Doctor Who.
Or what was that goddamn show that used to be on PBS all the time? Not Upstairs, Downstairs, but was that the name of it?
Yeah, yes. Right.
Okay.
The Meaning of Life, Part 1, Birth.
I'm sorry. I'll tell you funny.
Get that for me, will you, sweetheart?
You know what I logged a little time with over the weekend?
What?
Joe Dirt. Jesus. It was on.
I'll tell you the worst movie. I may have seen the worst movie ever made this weekend. Dickie Roberts, Former Child Star.
It's got good moments.
Oh.
And I hate David Spade.
Oh,
it's got some good moments.
I like Dick Van Patten, but other than that. And he's in the first 5 seconds, so it was all downhill from
which
there.
Is worse, Dickie Roberts or Joe Dirt?
Dickie Roberts.
Oh, Dickie Roberts.
By 100
absolutely.
Miles.
But why does he wear the gloves all the time?
Because he, I don't know. He's, I don't know.
Okay, thank you.
I watched the whole thing and I don't even
Rob
remember.
Could not come up
thank
with a
you.
Lie in that period of
thank
time.
You was finally saying you don't know something. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Because he doesn't like videotape and
Don
film and cut next to each other.
Okay. Hello.
Don and Mike, I just want to say thank you for the T-shirt.
What T-shirt?
The Ron Geronimo T-shirt.
That would be Ron Mexico.
I'm sorry.
Well, thank you for switching the names, because I also, like Michael Vick, have herpes.
No, you don't have herpes. You get it for famous quarterbacks.
Yeah.
Everybody's giving me hell for it.
Oh, so you actually got the shirt already?
I got the T-shirt already.
Oh, good.
All right. Well, describe it to me.
Very proudly.
Well, it says on the logo, it's a white T-shirt. It says Don and Mike. And then on the very back, it says Ron Mexico and number 7, like a jersey.
And the fabric? How do you like the fabric?
It all feels great.
Yeah.
Would you say that it was a good value for the price?
And one other thing.
Yes.
Tell Joe.
Yes, Joe.
That he's God.
Joe's God. All right, now I know that you're a retarded caller. Thank you, though.
It's not a rhetorical question.
Are you retarded? Yes, those T-shirts are still available on our website. But hurry, because now I'm going to tell you, quantity is limited.
Oh, no. Get them while you can.
Supply and demand.
You never know when they might not be available any longer.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Don.
Come on, you're killing me with the radio up. Hello.
How you doing, Don?
Okay, we're doing great.
Hey, the other show you're talking about is Are You Being Served?
The other show that I'm talking about, a British show?
That is a British show, but he wasn't talking about it.
I was talking about Upstairs, Downstairs.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I thought you said some another show you were talking about.
Yeah, but it was Upstairs, Downstairs,
not
and
that one,
not the one you mentioned.
Thank you.
Right, have a good day.
Right, I'll try. I'll try.
Carry
you know
on.
What? No, I will be able to.
Yes.
And I know why. Because when I go home tonight, I'm going to be like Prince Charles.
Yes.
Happy.
When you go to Windsor Castle? With much better looking material.
Yes.
But when I get home tonight, it'll be just like in the newspaper.
Uh-huh.
There's Frida.
Right.
Okay. There's my mother-in-law, Big Frida.
Uh-huh.
Just like, you know, a 30-year difference. You know, this is what she'll look like.
The Queen Mother is coming to stay?
Mike, the Queen Mother is here.
Fantastic.
In
the house.
She is here. And it is not one of her visits. This is it. This is until this mythical condo that apparently is being built by pygmies who only work from noon to 12:15 every day. At some point, until this miraculous erection happens, and that's what I'll say, because the building's going to be a huge erection. It's going to be erected until that happens.
Yes.
And it's now 8 months behind or 6 months behind.
Uh-huh.
She will be living with us.
You are officially...
Not staying with us. Living with us.
You officially have the Queen Mother living in your domicile.
That's nice.
It's so official.
Yeah.
Good for you. I know Rob has a similar situation with his grandfather living.
Yeah, so, you know, this is why when you get married, this is why.
Just this is what you sign up for.
That's this right. is it. So it's happening. I'll report back and let you know. Tonight will be the first night of going home.
I was wondering why you were in a little extra good mood today. Because, I mean, you had the extra spring in your step because you're crazy about that woman. She loves you and you love her. You have a special bond with her. You have a better bond than most men have with their mothers-in-law.
Yeah, my mother-in-law is great. But listen, I love her, and she's welcome in my home, and I asked her there. But I still, because I am the two-faced hypocrite that I am, I will tell you there's a part of me that's going, oh, man. Oh, man.
Sure.
I just got the boy out. Finally, we've got it down to a workable science with two humans who have finally adapted, you know, to just being just us. And now it's my mother-in-law not coming for a visit every day.
When do you give her the list?
The list of?
Chores.
And rules.
She's earning her keep, right?
No. Here's,
if it's a long-term visitation, she's got to pull her weight.
Just be happy. That's it. Be happy and...
Wow, she's got a cushy.
And, you know, there's, Mike, it depends. Really, it depends with yard work and stuff.
Uh-huh.
She is 82, 83.
Yeah. So you're telling me you won't have her do any yard work?
You know, here's what
still, she can still, like, water and things like that, right?
I was thinking, well, of course, she could do that from a wheelchair.
If you've got the proper kind of lawnmower that's self-propelling, she can use that, right?
Well, I would say there's a lot of weeding to be done. And also, in the back of our house out by the patio, I noticed that if I was a good homeowner, I would go buy some of that Weed Be Gone or that Wrangler stuff, spray stuff. I figured that, you know, that'll be a good job for her one day.
Good, very good. Well, I think you should actually get her right on it.
Like, I'd really have her doing any of that.
And didn't you have, like, a chimney fire a while back?
To have her clean up.
She's smaller than you are. She'd probably get up that chimney
thin enough.
Or clear out. Climb up and clean out the chimneys. Uh-huh.
I can imagine that maybe that'd be the first chore you might want to tackle.
Listen, I'm kidding, but I will report to you on this ongoing experiment in my life.
Wednesday morning, come downstairs, chim-chimmery, and you've got like one of those brushes in your hand.
Just tell you, it's April, and it's a nice day today, about 70 degrees. Yes. I know this. Old people really seem to like the heat. Mm-hmm. So I'm hoping for an early summer because I know that nothing beats the heat. So come on, bring it on. This is what I signed up for.
That driveway needs tar. Go to it.
On it.
I'm going to work.
No,
see you when it's done.
She is there now.
Yeah, well, let me get to the you know, we've been joking.
And I am fine about it.
What about cooking?
What about, I wish she would.
Does she cook?
Yes,
did she, you know, growing, when Frida was growing up, did she have a reputation as a good cook?
You know, I'll be honest, I don't know if she had a reputation as a good cook, but my wife is an awful cook, the worst cook. She'll tell you
sometimes
that.
The apple doesn't fall far from the tree regarding
that. She's the worst cook. I don't know. Hold on, let me see if...
So you don't know if this will mean better cuisine.
Yeah.
Two options as I see them, better cuisine or a cleaner house. And, You really should expect either one.
She is into ironing. We'll tell you that.
Wow, fantastic. Something. Can we look for creases in your jeans soon?
Maybe save some money. We'll have to go to that dry clean depot. Although I love the song.
Donna shirt, Donna shirt, called Dry Clean Depot, and you believe too.
Hello?
Yes, hello. Hey, hi.
Hi, honey. How are you?
Dan, fine. And let me be the first to say, welcome home.
Oh, thank you so much.
Welcome home. Are you?
I hope I don't wear out my welcome, but
not a chance.
I'm happy to be here.
Are you comfortable?
Oh yes, and I hear that someone wants a special effort for my dinner tonight.
Pardon?
Oh, somebody's making a special effort for dinner. What are you having for dinner?
Don bought a steak for me.
That's true. I will be grilling a la Fred Flintstone today.
Oh, you'll be doing the cooking tonight.
Yeah.
I love the way he grills steak.
Yeah.
Yeah, Rob. I don't think the relationship will be anything like Three's Company. No, you know, he never had.
No, he never did.
He never had relations with either of them.
No,
with Janet or Chrissy.
That we know of.
All right, Big Frieda, just want to welcome you, say hi, and you know that is going to be now until
ever.
You know. Whenever. But you're very welcome. And please don't get mad at anything I say on the radio.
Oh, I won't. I won't listen. How's that?
Okay, that's
probably good.
Today be okay, but probably tomorrow be a day.
Yeah. And today be okay to maybe get a head start on those steaks.
Tomorrow probably will be a good day not to listen.
No, okay. I won't listen anymore.
Okay. Oh, and one last thing, Mom. I need your size for a pair of work gloves.
You need my size or...
Yes, sir. Apparently Don's going to be putting you to work now.
A pair of work gloves.
I don't know. I think I need knee pads, too.
Whoa. Hey,
of course.
Baby.
Hold on. A lot of scrubbing and cleaning.
That's
yeah.
Right.
Yes. I want to tell you, it's been 24 years almost I've been married to your daughter. I've been waiting to hear that. What?
And the iron. That's my other.
There you go.
Yeah,
over
right.
Here.
Yeah.
Knee pads and ironing.
Valuable skill.
What more do you need?
Perfect woman.
Yeah.
Perfect woman. All right, well, you're welcome in the...
Nobody else agreed with
it. You're welcome in. The liquor cabinet is stocked, so knock yourself out.
Good.
I mean, not...
Not literally.
Not literally. like, don't take your pills and drink, but, you know, have a good time. Party.
Be comfortable.
Chill out.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, I love you. I'll see you later.
Talk to you.
Okay, bye-bye.
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 Well,
so she's there. She's large. She's
somebody
in charge.
Does know the rules. Congratulations. You enjoy the best night you've ever had. Knee pads.
I can't even.
Somebody went to see that Broadway musical. Rent.
It's picturing Frida coming in. Oh, my God.
Oh, dear.
It's like in a porno. And your mom. Would be. Imagine.
Oh, my.
Can you think of anything worse? I mean,
I can't even.
You look it up and it's like, oh, hi.
Hey. Or you just look up and go, what?
Yeah, what?
What? What'd I do?
What? Wow. Making your mom happy. That's gross.
Wow.
That's gross. That's why she probably shouldn't listen today.
Does she like a good cocktail every now and then?
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And then Frida can say all that stuff to her that she says to me. Well, every night with the drink now, I noticed. You know, she could say that to her mom.
Do you think maybe by the time you got home, you'd have somebody to have a little cocktail with in the evening?
Oh, I'm sure that she'd be. Yes, I can say without fail that she will be my drinking buddy.
Good.
My drinking buddy. Hello there.
Buddy.
Don and Mike show. Oh, would you stop with that? Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hi there. I wanted to know if I could make a proposition to Mike.
Hey, I'm in the mood after all this knee pad talk.
Yeah, faggot.
You go right ahead.
Mike, 100 hours for some Vicodin.
Oh, you're not gay.
Oh,
you weren't
no.
making a gay
Everybody
proposition
Everybody wants to use me for my narcotics. I say no to you, sir.
Hello.
Good day.
Don and Mike show.
Hi, I would like to know...
listener, is there anything I can do for you?
Well, maybe you could answer this question to me. I was wondering how preparations were going for Frida's 50th birthday party.
Spectacular.
Good day to ask you
I
that.
I know. Spectacular.
Great day to ask you that question.
I've not made a lot of preparation yet. Let me just say that I've contacted a bunch of my close friends.
Mm-hmm.
And right now we're practicing. That's all I can say. We're putting a little something together.
Oh.
That'll be good.
Maybe you could get Scotty the Body to sing a little song.
Yeah, what we're going to do is we're going to get a moon bounce.
Uh-huh.
And we're going to get a clown.
Good. He loves clowns.
We're going to drive out in the desert and dig a hole.
Happy birthday.
A lot of holes in the desert.
With Charlie M.
Charlie M?
Charlie M.
You made me pop your eye out to protect Charlie M.
Charlie M. Oh, Mike.
Yes.
Just ahead of this break, here is a Westwood One commercial.
Oh, exciting.
The women of Wisteria Lane ain't got nothing on these desperate housewives. Check out the sexy, provocative pictorial featuring real desperate housewives from across America in this month's Playboy on newsstands now.
Hi, everybody.
Hey, listen, it's a sponsor.
A fine sponsor.
You bet. That's news, man. Radio news.
It is. Big news.
That's radio news.
Radio.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
No matter how big a guy might be, Nikki would take him on. You beat Nikki with fists, he comes back with a bat. You beat him with a knife, he comes back with a gun. And if you beat him with a gun, you better kill him. Because he'll keep coming back and back until one of you is dead.
The Don and Mike Show. They are forever making pretend. Don and Mike.
Yep. We are. And here we go, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hi there.
Hey, you're on the air.
I was going to try to flush your punch bowl for you, but and say that putting pharmaceuticals down the toilet is illegal, but I had a chance while I was waiting.
How could putting farms down the toilet be illegal?
Probably illegal if somebody's, like, kicking your door in.
It's a household hazardous waste. I mean, when it goes out into the Potomac.
Oh, listen, come on.
Shut up. You're
a bunch of high fish.
You're lying.
I put worse stuff in my toilet every day, and you know the stuff I'm talking about, the stuff that comes from the main reactor. You know what I'm saying?
Birth control pills.
From my atomic reactor.
That they can filter out, but they actually think men's testosterone levels have dropped because of birth control pills that have been dumped in the water.
No, I've not had a problem. I would think the weaker among us perhaps has.
I think the stronger ones, like you and I, even get more filled with testosterone. I really think that every time a toilet flushes, yours and my voice gets lower. Thank you.
And my breasts are getting tender.
Well, it's that time of the month.
I don't know what that means. The weekend. Let me tell you what happened on the weekend. Oh, and we're still waiting for somebody to come by with a black light. We got a prize if you come by with a black light before we go in the bathroom.
That is, if you've never heard that, that is one seriously gross experience.
To flush the farms. And today will be a good day because the engineers are going crazy setting up these microphones.
Yes.
What used to be a pretty simple procedure, mm-hmm. I guess now with the new regime, has become like a Chinese fire drill.
Seems to be somewhat complicated.
And I know this is a bit obscure, but I'm going to throw it out there.
Mm-hmm.
Matt, the touchy engineer, I am officially going to attempt to refocus the attention on him.
Okay.
Yes, he's a man who enjoys touching other men.
Yeah.
I mean, as you...
Maybe women, too. I'm not sure.
We don't know.
Well, I only know that I've seen him touch you and Buzz mm-hmm. and Rob and, yeah. and God knows he's touched me. I mean, just
has he ever touched Beth Ann? I mean, in fairness to Matt, we should find out if he touches everybody. You know, if everybody is greeted with maybe a gentle squeeze on the shoulder.
Hello?
Has Matt ever touched you?
Yes.
Yep, I knew
he has.
I knew he's a toucher.
Everybody.
He doesn't discriminate.
Some people just are.
In a sexual way or just in a generic way?
He just got way too close and was touching me on my shoulder or my arm. That basically said, stand back.
Stand back.
You.
All right, thank you, B.A. All right, so, Mike, I was just going from our perspective. Mm-hmm. Obviously, he goes both ways. He touches everybody.
Yeah, very well put.
However, I spent some time talking to him today. We were yelling last week about how they're repainting this place.
Yes.
And doing the same awful, like, submarine
gray.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's blue. The walls are blue in certain areas.
Two walls are blue.
And today they've actually tried to paint the walls a slightly different, maybe happier color.
Mm-hmm.
And he said to me as I came around the corner, "Hey, Don, ready for those mics?" And I said, "Yeah, very good. We'll have them for you in the bathroom. What do you think about that, huh? Huh? Ready for that? Huh? Huh?" And I noticed he's doing this a lot with people. He's one of these guys. Mike, I'll be him, and you just ask me a question.
Okay, Matt, I've got a question for you.
Yeah, what's the question, Mike? What's the question, huh? Huh?
I was going to ask you if there's a chance when the microphones are put in to the bathroom.
Microphones, we got the microphones,
Why aren't you listening to me?
I am listening, he does, and here's the guy that he doesn't like. What's his name?
Warren the Deputy, who replaced Johnny Fife.
Oh, Avery Shriver. Shriver.
No, Jack Burns.
Yes.
Okay, all right.
The guy that replaced Barney on Andy of Mayberry.
The guy that kind of talks like that?
Yeah, that's right.
I somehow have that one right in my Rolodex.
And it's not quite the Cartoon Network voice, but you got it.
It's a little more sluggish.
And everything would be... Yeah, Andy. Yeah, yeah. Andy. Andy. Yeah, yeah. Opie. Andy.
How about bringing that shoulder over to me? Bring that shoulder a little closer, huh?
That's all this. So anyway, we'll have him on the air today. You decide.
You make the call.
If he sounds like Warren from Andy of Mayberry.
That's going back away.
I know it is. So listen, this weekend, we get ready for Big Free to move it in. And I've got all kinds of little jobs that I'm supposed to do. Oh, and sidebar, I did sign up, and my wife signed me up for that DNA thing, that swabbing thing.
Oh, good. Mm. So you can find out about yourself.
I did some.
Is it expensive?
Relatively, but it's okay. I did some research into this, and as it turns out, it's like $60. I can swing it.
It was just a joke.
Mike looked at me like, how expensive? Come on, come on, big man. How expensive is it? You look at me like, hey, rolling in dough. right. Listen, if I was independently wealthy, I would not be here. No offense to you or anybody.
I know. Same thing.
So
we call each other maybe on Christmas.
No. So the DNA thing, it does not pinpoint exactly where you're from. It gives you an idea that you either came from Europe or Asia or that's Africa.
So it's not that, that specific.
But they can tell you things about yourself that along with the broad generic, if they say you came from Europe, they give you other hints that will eventually help you to try to figure out where you came from. And I'm adopted, which is why I'm doing that. So what the hell? It's my DNA test going to do that. Now,
how about medically? Will it help you medically? Will it give you any information? You know, I mean, obviously you're, you know, in your 40s and you know, you don't really need about, you have your own medical history, but could it tell you, you know, whether you would be predisposed to, say, Alzheimer's?
What?
Yeah, we don't need a test.
That's a nice tree. I always go to the Reagan right away.
Does it do that? Does it do the medical, the greasy?
Yeah, I like the greasy. Yeah, it does. So we're going to sign up for it, and I promise you I'll read the results.
Good,
now,
good.
This weekend, one of the things that Frida asked me to do with moving her mom in,
sure.
She said, yeah, what you need to do is find like a rental place and go get a bunch of boxes. We need a couple of wardrobes, a couple of mediums, a couple of smalls. So you meet the nicest people when you go to U-Haul.
Oh, amen.
But you really meet the nicest people when you go to U-Haul at 8:30 on Saturday morning. I had called in advance. I called a bunch of these self-storage places to say, do you have boxes? Yeah, finally I found one guy. Yeah, I got boxes. Great. Do the MapQuest, which incidentally is always retarded with me. MapQuest always says to me, turn left on some road where I'm supposed to turn right.
Yeah, and they take you like favorite routes that they have.
I have a new
recommendation.
They
don't necessarily have the quickest one. What is it?
Google Maps. Google Maps kicks ass.
I'm ready for one.
Try
Don's
Google
right.
Maps.
Don's right. Some of they do these things where it's like, take a left. Where I am, I always get the exact same initial directions, even if I'm going south instead of north. I always have to go out this main drive.
So it always, I always shave 10 miles off whatever they got because they think I'm going to drive shaved. Yeah.
I bet we're not alone. And it's the same thing with navigation programs in cars where you discount the first 5 minutes of the trip, basically, because you're going your own way that you know.
The MapQuest will never route you on 66 in Washington, D.C. because of the HOV restriction.
It assumes
and it doesn't want to be sued for putting you in the wrong road in the wrong time.
I've got that navigation crap in my car, the DVD, and it's nice. It gives me a nice, pretty map. And I've got OnStar. We just did a commercial for them. But I'm telling you, the best thing I ever had was when we were in Houston, that fantastic city we were just speaking of moments ago, for the Super Bowl a couple of years ago. They had the navigation system in the rental car, which was as they all should work. It was so easy that a TARD could do it. It was punch in the address you want to go. And then it would give you three options. Fastest route, most scenic route, and for lack of a better word, safest route.
Right, okay.
So I would push in fastest route. And as you're driving down the road, now I'm in Houston, I have no idea where I am. It would say, left turn in 1/2 mile, left turn on Boston Red Sox Avenue.
Right.
Now, I've got that thing in my car. It doesn't do that. And it also doesn't know all the streets.
No, and it should be, really, to have it optimized in a car, it should be voice activated.
But this started with MapQuest, which quite often, and even when we went to Atlantic City, Robbie, MapQuest screwed us, didn't it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it did, as a matter of fact.
Don't you remember MapQuest said, take this one bridge, which takes you that bass-ackwards way.
Oh, the one that actually drives down into the ocean and takes you actually to Atlantis.
That's correct.
Right. I typed the wrong thing.
Atlantic City was Atlantis
City. Wrong keystroke.
Google Maps.
And it didn't even have the decency of putting you on, like, some sort of barge or a plane to get you to, that casino down
right
in the Bahamas.
Right.
So I get the directions from MapQuest, and they're screwed up, and then I got to call OnStar on the way there, and the OnStar guy, you know, said, well, you're on the right road. You're just going the wrong way. I said, well, how far have I gone the wrong way? Approximately 8 miles. And when you're on a road where the speed limit's 35, you've got to have a lot of faith in MapQuest to go 8 goddamn miles. I don't see any signs that have any houses with numbers on them. I finally get to this place, the U-Haul place. I want to buy 5 boxes. But this is the morning that the family that I guess, and I just saw a lady on TV that was arrested that she was putting her kids in one of these storage units during the day.
Locally here in Washington, D.C.
She was going to work and leaving these kids like
Hard to get a sitter.
4 and 6.
Yeah, and had no heating in it.
It's
out of the weather.
What are you going to do?
Out of the elements.
To me, that's better than like leaving them at McDonald's for the day. He said, kids, I'm going to lock you in this nice storage bin.
They would have looked a little more favorably had she left some kind of food in there.
Here's some chalk.
That was one of the problems.
Well, they had their fingernails. I mean, you've always got your fingernails and your toenails.
This is true. Yeah, there you are, glass half full all the time. Absolutely.
But in her defense, Carrie called it a clubhouse. It wasn't a storage pod. It was a clubhouse.
And if the kids have access to get outside, if you don't lock it behind you.
Yeah. No, you've got to lock it.
Who knows what trouble they could get into. Right.
Nonsense. They're fine.
So there are people there. There's a lot of people waiting at 8:30 in the morning at the U-Haul place.
Uh-huh.
Some of them are making life-altering decisions. And yes. I know I've been there with the U-Haul before.
Saturday's moving
it's
day.
Just I didn't have the patience for it.
Right.
That there was a woman who looked like Joe Dirt standing in front of me.
Sobbing.
I waited the guy in front who had like 8 zillion questions about, will the turn signal work if I push the, and the guy's saying, I've hooked it all up. Well, I'm not sure. What about the backup lights? And I'm saying, listen, I want to buy some goddamn boxes, but I got to wait for Josephine Dirt. As we get up there with Josephine Dirt, and she says, now, how long if I just take just the trailer, just for an hour. The guy says, he starts telling her, it would be easier if you rented it for the day, and I'm waiting, and again, I'm just standing by, I'm looking at all the crap that they have in U-Haul.
Right.
Here's what you have to look at in U-Haul.
Okay.
The box area, where they have all the different boxes.
Yes.
And then a wall.
Exciting.
A wall, yeah, that's what I'm trying to go for.
All different sizes.
And then a wall where they have a bunch of stuff, like those propeller things that you can put on the back of an SUV, like where the trailer hitch goes.
Right, yes, so it
looks like it's a boat?
Yeah, it's to cover your hitch on your SUV.
Yeah, yeah.
And they've got a bunch of crazy ones there, like a skull and crossbones and a Pittsburgh Steeler one.
Which one
so
did you get?
I'm spending roughly 10 minutes just looking at these things. Like
air fresheners? Did they have air fresheners?
They did. They could have used them. They did not.
They had a lot of tape.
So we're waiting. Oh, they did. They had all kinds of. And if I guess if you're really retarded and you go to U-Haul, they've got tape now.
Uh-huh.
But there was something special. That one part of it says, one roll of it says, open first for some boxes. And
yes.
Then there.
Yes.
No, I'm not kidding about
that. No, that's very handy when you're moving.
And then there was another one that said bedroom, another one that. And right. They all had different colors
on
them. So
you label and seal at the same time. It's brilliant.
Right. Okay. Back in the day when I moved a lot, I didn't need
you
that.
You notice who's getting the most excited about the organization?
Yeah, I know
he's a neatnik. He's an organizer.
Oh, but I've moved 100 times, too. These would have been handy things to have.
Yeah, no, actually, when you do label the rooms, and I'm somebody, I'm a close second, Buzz, with the way my marriages go, that, you know, labels are good. Labels can be very good.
So Josephine Dirt is just, I'm just watching the paint dry, you know, waiting now.
Yeah.
And the guy behind me knows that I just want to buy the boxes, because I've already called to ask if they have boxes, and I'm standing there looking at them admiringly, like I'm one of the girls on The Price is Right, looking at the refrigerators,
touching them, like rubbing your fingers along them gently.
So they finally get done with all of her transactions. You could take this trailer for 2 hours, boom, boom, boom. Guy says, okay, great. Here's all I need. I need the driver's license. I need the credit card number. She says, wait, hold on. Can I pay cash? And he said, we're really not supposed to. I mean, we feel better if, but yes, we will take cash. It's local, sure. He says, I just need your driver's license. I lost that.
Oh, wow.
I lost that.
So she wants to rent a trailer without a driver's license.
She says, but I got a social security card. About 23.
Wow.
And I'm just standing behind this woman, and I'm going absolutely nuts. I'm not saying a word. I'm just going nuts, and I'm not mad at her. I'm mad at the guy behind the counter at U-Haul.
And being too accommodating?
What I wanted, because he's made eye contact with me. Here's the thing.
Of course.
He knows that I'm there. He knows I'm just there for the boxes.
You want him to thin the herd? Is that what you want him to do?
Yeah, so finally what I do is, he's still discussing things with her, and he's now moved away from the register, and he's going over to some computer, where he's going to try to look up her in some computer base.
Mm-hmm.
I walk over and start picking up boxes.
Right.
Because they're all folded.
Well, she said the Social Security so that they can find the record of her actually being a licensed driver without suspension.
So I go back, and I get like two of the medium boxes. I get one of the wardrobe boxes. Mm-hmm. And it's now when Mr. U-Haul decides to get his shorts all in a knot. He comes from behind the guy and goes, hey, excuse me, what are you doing? I said, And these are cardboard boxes that they have stacked up.
That you're going to pay
That's our inventory.
I said, I'm just here for the boxes.
Mm-hmm.
He said, you have to wait until I'm done with the other customer.
I used to say that at college parties.
What?
First thing I'd say when I'd walk in. I'm just here for the boxes.
I said, I don't believe this. I do not believe this. I am just here for the... And then Josephine Dirt says, oh, you know, darling, are you just here for the boxes? And I go, yes, I am. Well, go and take him. You know, with a big fake...
Oh, well, then she helped you out.
She got these big fakey pink fingernails on. And I said, oh, listen, thank you so much. I swear to God this happened. I get right up front. Guy rings everything up.
Uh-huh.
$20.21.
Okay.
I reach into my pocket, and I go, you know what?
Oh, no.
I swear to Christ.
But I got a Social Security number.
I said, my wallet is in the car.
Oh.
Let me go to the car. I know I've got my wallet. I never drive without my license. And that's true. I go to the car.
Yes.
And the wallet was there.
Oh.
And the wallet was there and only had a driver's license in it. And a Costco card.
That's it.
Well, I'm kind of anal about the wallet that I carry.
Uh-huh. Right.
That I'm always concerned that I'm going to have that what looks like a goiter or a tumor on my ass.
Yes,
Because it's so big.
Right. Oh, yeah. Well, it's also, it's bad for, like, your pelvis.
Yeah, it's bad for your back, too.
So here it is now, as it is now. See, it's thinner than it normally is.
That's
because
smart, really.
On Friday night, because I'm so scary busy and important,
mm-hmm.
what I did was I spent some time... See, Mike, mine was about as thick as yours was.
Yeah, I mean, and occasionally it's uncomfortable.
And look at buses.
That's insane.
See, that's gigantic.
See, like but I mean, I don't carry an abnormal amount of cards. I mean, that's
cash.
Just a normal wallet.
It's all the cash, isn't it?
How many cards you got? I got one. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I'm down to 10 cards.
That's not bad.
I'm down to 10.
Are you talking credit cards?
All cards. Driver's license, credit cards, insurance cards.
I have one.
Costco.
2, 3.
OnStar and LoJack.
4.
Screen Actors Guild.
That one made the cut?
That made the cut. But anyway, my point is that after, under my breath, yelling at this dumb Josephine Dirt, because I had thinned out my wallet on Friday night and left all this stuff, just pushed it all in a drawer, and I was in a rush to go to this U-Haul place, and I didn't even think of it. I just grabbed the wallet, walked out. I get out there, and the guy says, I go to the car, and he says, you get your wallet? I said, yep, I got my wallet, and I don't have any credit cards, and I don't have any money.
Oh, my God.
That had to be a very frustrating feeling. It's really embarrassing.
And he enjoyed it. He loved it.
He relished it.
Of course.
More power to him. He said, well, I can try to set those boxes aside for you. Now, keep in mind, they've got, and I'm not kidding here, hundreds of cardboard boxes, all in this last little part of this U-Haul store.
Not like they're going anywhere.
I had 5 of them. He said, I'll try to set those aside for you.
Mm-hmm.
I said, hey, you know what?
Thanks for trying.
That would be great. Meanwhile, Josephine Dirt goes back, and here's the thing, like, I couldn't be mad at her today.
Okay. Do you have an ATM card?
I didn't have it on me.
Okay.
I didn't have it on me. She says to me, as I say, well, I guess I'll see you in 45 minutes. Drive back home, get my stuff, come back, because I couldn't find anywhere else. She said to me, sweetie or sugar, whatever, so, you know, how much you need? I said, it was like $21. She said, I've only got 17.
Oh, how sweet is that?
That was so nice.
Yeah.
And when I came back then...
Well, here you have been calling her Josephine Dirt. And she was a good Samaritan of good Samaritan.
Mike, there's an up and a down to everything, and I'm not quite done yet.
Okay.
Because now I get back in the car, and I drive all the way back home, and I open the drawer up in the desk, and there's the credit cards and the money. You put it all back.
Good.
I go back. She's still there.
Ah.
The boxes are still there.
Good.
I say to the guy, here you go. I give him $21, 37 cents back, whatever the change is. She's still there. I said to her, are you going to have a long wait? She said, well, there's a problem with my credit, and there's a problem with my driver's license, but we've been able to find my driver's license. And I said, well, if there's anything I could do to help you.
Yeah.
And she said,
as nice as she was to you, that scares me.
She said to me, I don't know you from anybody, but I'm going to find. Would it be possible if you have all your credit cards that you could charge this for me and I would give you my name and address and I promise I'd pay you back and you know I'm good for it because, well, you heard what I've been going through here and I've only got 2 hours to move this stuff. And then, you know, she had said before that she would give me the $17 out of her pocket and I'm looking at her, I'm looking at the U-Haul guy and I just said, no, this is the worst cop out of all. I said, my wife would kill me. I said,
that's the best excuse.
I said, really?
Good cop out, though.
It is. I said,
true. I mean, I'd cop out, too, but I'm not sure I'd be able to come up with something that cool.
Well, because I know it was the truth, because I could picture me picking the phone and saying, be like, war.
How much was she going to charge? How much did she want you to charge?
Well, for the two, I asked. It was $68 and something, but all I know is that I'm signing off for Josephine Dirt, and I can picture that you know, I'd be like Wally calling Beaver Cleaver, their dad, you know.
And she'd know if you just said, hey, you know, if you pull a super good Samaritan move and just said here, because you know you're not going to get it back anyway.
Right. Hello, Frida.
Frida.
There's this girl that I don't know, but, I just paid for her U-Haul, okay?
She's moving to her new place.
So I know that that's...
Anything about her that was hot at all? Did she have any hot qualities at all?
She obviously over-tans.
Mm-hmm.
She had that...
Leathery?
That Mac Davis leather-like look to her skin, so at least that was relatively healthy. I totally botched it, just said, and told her the truth. Just said, listen, I'm sure you're a very upstanding citizen. My wife would kill me.
But Dirt should have known that it was an empty offer. When you say, is there anything I can do, no one ever really means
that. Yeah, but it's always good, I think I mentioned it last week, whenever you're in that situation, to go to the Phil Hartman. I'm somewhat of a famous radio person. I don't release my address to anyone.
So it ends up being, you know, like a three-hour thing, and when I leave, and I'm not sure of this, but the U-Haul guy has given me the hairy eyeball as I'm leaving, like, oh,
like
okay.
You should have helped her out?
Yeah, like, okay, there she was, willing, you know, to put her $17 together for you. All right, give you a nice shiny car. Get out of here, ass.
Meanwhile, they would have found the trailer in Maine somewhere abandoned. Because she doesn't care. That's on your card.
That's the U-Haul thing. Right. Now, oh, boy, we're running out of time here. Sunday morning, I ask you this. At 7:30, if you're in your own home, 7:30, where's the doorbell?
Doorbell?
Yep. 7:30 on Sunday morning, do you expect this? And I am not kidding. There it is right there. Right by the chainsaw. You get this. Okay, first I'm an early riser. Who's this?
Yeah.
Hello. Hello. do you need to have your grass cut? This is not like the regular gypsy that cuts our grass. This is some new gypsy. And I said to him, no, no, I don't think so.
Right.
How about in the back? May I look in the back? Now, this is a guy I've never seen before. I'm answering my door in my sweats at 7:30 on Sunday morning.
Right.
So I said to him, no, thank you. I'm happy with who we have. By the way, something. maybe you noticed. It's 7:30 on a Sunday morning. Have you gotten any negative feedback from it? Because I'm like the eighth house on the street.
Right. Right.
He says, I said, have you gotten any negative feedback from any of my neighbors? He says, I know. You're the first one to open the door. Great. That's fantastic. That's great.
You opened it immediately.
So I end up just, I'm standing there. I'm just looking at the guy. I said, well, I don't think I can help you. And he said, okay. He starts to walk away, and then he says, do you think they are home?
Oh, God.
He puts the car across the street. You know,
I heard a news story about that last week, that some people are doing that, and you open the door, and then some people come in with three or four of their friends and guns.
Well, 7:30 Sunday morning, this is just one gringo. And, dude, my advice is not 7:30.
No.
Not Sunday morning.
No, he's out hustling, making a living.
Maybe you're not going to get somebody as easygoing as me.
A hard living.
So, and I didn't cut into him. I let him go.
Right.
Well, last thing I'll tell you, Sunday morning, has this ever happened to you? I'm at the grocery store. I love going to the grocery store on Sunday morning. It's my time. Nobody's there. I see my checker, my people.
Right.
I know the store by heart. As I'm going up and down the aisles, there's a guy that's having a conversation, and he's like the typical guy that lives in my neighborhood. He's got like the jogging suit on, he's in good shape. He's got four phones that are strapped to the Velcro thing on his pants, and he's just making mega deals, and he's got his PDA out, and he's talking on the phone, and he's holding court in the nuts aisle. And as I go by, he says, "Hey, how you doing?" Now, I think it's like anybody else. How you doing? I go, "I'm doing very well, thank you." And I keep pushing my cart. Mm-hmm. About 10 minutes later, he's talking to somebody else. But again, as I go by, he's making eye contact. It's like he makes the eye contact. He goes, "Hey, how you doing?" And I said, "You know, I'm doing fine. Thanks for asking."
Again, still.
Because I figure he just knows that I'm a DJ, right? And I'm going to be as polite as I possibly can. Mm-hmm. And the third time, as I'm checking out and I'm talking with AJ, this checker guy that I've mentioned before, at the Safeway, again, the guy's in the lane next to me. And I swear to God, I think it's Joe friggin' Stalker fan out there that should be like that disc jockey. He's carrying a gun, because now, for the third time, whatever it is, the guy's in the next lane, and he's just like this, just staring at me, and I said, "Hello again." He said, "And hello. How have you been?" I said, "I've been fine, thanks." And I gave him that vibe that said, like, you know, leave me the frig alone.
Uh-huh.
So I get my stuff, and I'm out in the parking lot, and as I'm
sitting in your car,
as I'm pushing the car into the parking lot, I see the guy getting into his car, and he's a business guy. I don't know what he does. He does stuff with like construction, and I don't know what he is. Anyway, as soon as he gets into his car, which of course got this big gigantic ass sticker on the side with his name, it's a name with four letters. It's a very simple name.
Okay.
I'll write it down for you, Mike.
Okay.
Because I don't want to embarrass him.
Of course not.
But this is the guy, that's his last name.
Oh, okay. Okay. All
so
right.
It's very big. And I immediately realize, oh, Jesus Christ, with all this talk of Big Frida coming and moving into our house. Mm-hmm. We were talking about having some stuff done to make it more comfortable for her in the house.
Right.
This guy was at my house on Thursday for 45 minutes. Sat at my breakfast table with me and my wife, had coffee with us.
Right.
All this crap about this would cost this.
So you completely forgot him?
This would cost this, this would cost this.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, now, I've not signed a deal with this guy yet, so I'm still a fish on the
hook. So he probably thought you were blowing him off. You didn't want to have any conversation because you didn't want to do the deal.
Correct.
Right.
So here's the thing.
Anything going on I should know?
Now I know.
You made the connection.
Four times I've blown the guy off. Mm-hmm. And I figured the best way is, as I am driving past him, he's still loading the groceries in his car,
right,
I will roll the window down and I will say, "Hey, Larry," which is what I think this guy's first name is. And, Mike, you know why I think that. I say, "Hey." Anyway, as we go, he has a very distinctive famous name.
Right.
Famous last name. Someone who first name of Larry has this.
Yeah, so that's why you call him that. But
that's not
did you really
name.
Forget his first name?
I never knew what his first name was.
Okay.
So I just know him as Mr.
Mm-hmm.
Last name.
Right.
So as I'm pulling my car out of the parking lot, I
Mr.
figure
King,
I'm going to make this okay. So I roll down the window, stick my arm out, and I go, "Hey, Larry." And he just keeps putting the groceries in his car.
Mm-hmm.
I go, "Larry." He's putting the... Then I go, "Beep, beep." I get one of these. And he turns around, I go, "Hey, Larry, sorry I didn't recognize you in the store. What's happening?" And he looks right at me and he says, "My name isn't Larry."
Oh, no.
And I said, "Okay, well, nice seeing you anyway. I meet a lot of people. Sorry about that." And I just drove away like a coward. And the truth is,
right,
the guy's coming back out to my house now this week.
Yeah.
And what I got to do is find out when he's coming back out, because I can't be there.
Right.
Because now,
are you going to give him the business?
No, I don't know the guy's name.
No, but is he going to get the contract?
Well, this
to
is
do the
thing.
Work. Do you know that yet?
Well, I might not choose him now. Because I'm embarrassed.
So uncomfortable.
Because I'm embarrassed.
You see, all the more reason why you might choose him. I mean, if all things were equal,
right,
Then you wouldn't have to worry about any
but
awkward moments.
Happen?
You're giving, you're putting money in his
Does
pocket.
That happen? I mean, and here's the thing. I don't know a lot of people. I don't have a lot of friends. So you would think the people that I meet, that I'd be able, I'd be smart enough to figure out, this guy was sitting at my friggin' breakfast table 4 days earlier. I see him in the grocery store, and immediately I think, oh, here he is, another stalker listener of the show.
Mm-hmm.
And then I go to my drive-by, hey, Larry, sorry about you. Meanwhile, what's his name? I don't know, Fred?
Well, you're on the defensive for that anyway, so that's why that probably happens, and it's...
Well, it felt worse.
You've already been frightened by the man that woke you up. That came to your door at 7:30. You know, not
I
to
know.
Meet, not to mention Josephine Dirt.
I know, see,
who was trying to extort money from you.
I come in, why is it I hate people so...
And yet...
With such a passion, yet I come into contact with them always, and I'm the person that should be sending off the vibe that just says... Don't talk to me. Don't converse with me. Don't even try to make eye contact with me because something not great's going to happen.
You cannot control the pheromones you send into the air as one of America's national treasures.
I don't know.
It can't happen. People gravitate to you.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. And then
the
way
it works.
And then last night, I get a call from, I guess yesterday afternoon, from Mike, who I'm very grateful is here with us today.
Yes, we all are.
I got the call last night from Mike.
Jesus.
Now, this never happened. 20 years together.
Mm-hmm.
Mike calls me. On a Sunday night at 5:30, was kind of in advance telling me he's not going to be here today.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't think so yesterday because the old, you know, the back, which I've been playing cat and mouse with for the last month, and it really took a turn for the worse by doing the grueling activity of peeling eggs for deviled eggs.
Mm-hmm, that'll do it.
If you want to know, listen, hey, don't try that at home, okay? You really could run into trouble. By peeling eggs over the sink. That's what I was doing.
I've not mentioned this because he's a proud man. But I want you to tell us.
Have you ever seen me look like this in 20 years?
Tell you something about Mike. Yeah, the 20 years we have worked together. Everybody works differently. Buzz sits, I stand. Mike enjoys sitting. He enjoys reclining.
Yes, I actually put my feet up.
Mike is, in fact, now... Yes. A standard.
Standing
is the comfortable position
and
for me today.
If I could just tell you something.
I tried sitting during the first break. It doesn't work too well.
You're brilliant every day. But I believe you're more brilliant when you stand.
You think it's better because the blood is flowing more and all that good stuff?
Yeah,
it's
also
more comfortable. It's kind of a shift. I'm shifting back and forth. You don't do that. You stand, feet firmly on the ground,
still.
Not moving. I tend to go back and forth and do a little dance as I'm talking on the microphone.
The business department just asked if they could sell your chair.
As long as they sell it to me at a good price consistent with quality.
So the call I get from Mike is, he says, I'm laying on the floor on my side watching golf.
Mm-hmm.
This is the only place that I can possibly get comfortable.
Right.
He said, I don't think I can get into a car.
I didn't. The reason I called you, at that particular time, I was reasonably certain that I wouldn't be able to drive an automobile. And really, it's, you know, I want to thank Carla because that was the case also at 9 o'clock this morning. And she took the day off.
Uh-huh.
She has a job where they can do that thing where they route phone calls to her and she manages, you know, court people.
Very nice.
And so it was like, I was sitting there because I didn't think I'd be able to drive. I could stay in one position. Back, anybody, you know, first of all, everybody, it seems like everybody's had back problems at one time in their life.
Sure.
This is the first time that it's just gotten me to the point where I'm not able to really function. And then I'm walking around for a while this morning. And
function
this
is, in all ways.
This is before, like, I had seen any one of the, you know, 50 people I'm going to see for this thing. And all of a sudden, it's like, it's coming on, and then I know. As soon as I know that it's coming on, I called you, and I'm sure you heard the extra spring in my stuff. Hello, yes, sir. No problem. See you there. See you at the at the ranch. And now I will make you laugh by showing you this wonderful back brace that I'm wearing today. There you go.
I'm familiar.
If that doesn't
that look like a girdle or what?
Yeah. Slimming.
That is the girdle of girdles. But you know, during...
Can I see it again?
Yeah.
Can I see it? Look at, look at how low you ride your pants now.
I know.
In the back.
I know.
Yeah.
This thing is the...
I'm sorry because you're in back pain, but that...
My chiropractor, who I still have a lot of faith in, says
in a
to
girdle.
Me, it's a stability thing, and that's why even... something as small as peeling eggs would cause this thing to... And I'm sitting there, and all of a sudden I said, what the hell did I just do?
So now
I peeled an egg, and it shot down my right leg.
It's that slight leaning forward. Leaning over a sink is one of the worst things you can do. They're starting to build
That's
houses.
That's what he said.
They're starting to build houses now where the bathroom sinks are 6 inches higher than they are in our homes.
That's exactly... He
for
said
exactly that reason.
The level of a sink is absolutely the worst thing, because your legs are straight and you're bending like slightly.
How long do you have to wear the girdle for?
Jesus, I don't know. I see. I'm going to another
18 hours.
With no offense to chiropractic medicine, I'm going to a to a drug doctor,
a
neurologist, to say just to show my films to and say, hey, what's the deal with
your films?
But here's the deal. This is medicine.
Like what your Paris Hilton film.
This is my MRI. This is what's maddening. Okay.
Yeah.
Here are my these little drugs. Uh-huh. Okay.
Oh, we'll be
these
flushing
these little
shortly.
Things. I don't like these. I don't like the way they make my noggin feel. So I'm getting rid of them. So, but last night. I'm in the kind of pain last night where I said, well, maybe I should get an alternative. I have an appointment with this doctor, the first one ever, with this neurologist. I called the doctor today. I said, can I please just, get some sort of input just to ask questions?
Right.
And no. I said, why? Because the doctor hasn't seen you yet.
Right.
I said, but I faxed my information that she knows the problem. I'm just going to ask some questions. No, that would be malpractice or something like that.
Yeah,
and I'm just sitting there, for an hour and a half, the medical community in this country, when you're just... All you want to do is have 2 minutes to ask two questions.
Mm-hmm.
Should I do this? Should I do that? And it's amazing. It's truly
not
amazing.
Not really seen you.
Yeah, you should have gone to one of those. Have you been to one of those dumb websites like WebMD or something? Dumb as that sounds.
That would have involved sitting in a chair. That would have involved sitting in a chair, which I couldn't do with. I seriously couldn't go on the internet because I couldn't. Wow. I was in one position that I. And then last night, when it was at its all-time worst.
Uh-huh.
That was about, 3-4 hours after I called you.
Yeah.
And I got last night a total, together, sustained 18 minutes of sleep, together, all night last night. And then when I got the 18 minutes, it was that I had found this one position where I wasn't going to, I wasn't going to hurt at all. And
only got 18 minutes of sleep last night?
Sustained together 18 minutes of sleep, yeah.
Well, otherwise you were waking up in...
I went from my bedroom, then I went to the floor, then I went back to my bed, then I went back down to the floor, then I crawled on my hands and knees to the guest bedroom.
Dude.
I got up on the guest bedroom bed, and this bed actually felt pretty good.
Uh-huh.
And that's when I got my 18 minutes, and then it just started the little burn again. Uh-huh. And I was going back and forth. And it was just, I mean, when you have back trouble, it's a pain in the ass. I like that, don't you? A pain in the ass back trouble. But the thing is, even with that amount of sleep, I'm coming in here today because I got this little fixed job with the brace, and I'm feeling better than I have, and it's euphoria.
And the girdle is slimming.
It is. I think the girdle tends to push certain areas into gross positions, you know, like that. Right there. That's.
And you told me, we got to break. You're a little gamey today.
I'm totally gamey.
Have you not bathed?
Yeah, I didn't bathe today. This is the dirtiest, filthiest I've been in 20 years that we've done the show yet. I did not shave today. All right. I'll give you the whole show. You want the whole show? Here you go.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Are you gonna take your Boston Red Sox hat off?
Hi.
Hey. Look at
that. How are you? How are you anyway?
Frankie Valli sang it. I'll say it.
Hey. Yeah.
Grease is the word.
Kiss me. Kiss me. Isn't this great?
I'm coming over there.
Oh, okay. Gonna come over here?
All right.
Okay.
I have slip-on shoes.
Oh, my.
I see. Those are like Mongoloid
without
shoes. Without socks. Without bathing.
Socks.
Can you tell from where
you're
standing?
I won't get close to you.
But he hasn't bathed?
I won't get close to you with my breath either. Because I didn't do that either. Not even those things that you rub on your teeth.
You didn't. Why didn't you brush your teeth?
Leaning over a sink.
You gotta stand by the sink.
It's the worst thing for your back.
Christ. Okay, wow.
Now, the thing is, though, right before the show, because I was walking around a lot, I thought I could have done all those things.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just an excuse.
So today
was good. That was like me with the lack of sleep and
today
the pain.
Today is like a Sunday, excuse me, but today is like a Sunday for you, right?
Oh, totally like a Sunday. Totally like a... I was cleaner yesterday than I am today.
Okay.
I'd love to do the show like this 3 days a week.
I don't know if I could.
I don't know. I'm kind of a hygiene person, but today was the day where I said,
enough to hell with it and all that. And I'm wearing, you know, my outfit.
For those who have never seen, Mike's got a beautiful black leather girdle on. And
white girdle. White.
Well, yes. Turn around.
It used to be white.
It's changing.
Wow. It's like a mood girdle.
I have been meticulous in the care of that area.
Yes.
Is that yours to keep? I hope you'd have to return that.
It's a rental.
I own it. You got to use it.
You know why?
Because
you can afford it. That's why you own it.
I'm doing all right. I'm doing all right.
Glad you're here today.
But this standing thing, as soon as my back gets better, I'm back to feet up.
Back to laying down.
How do you do this? You must have strong legs. Really?
Yeah, right. Yeah, like Secretariat.
Well, it's like standing at a podium all
like
you know,
Secretariat.
It's like giving a 4-hour speech.
Right.
Your legs would get a little, your feet would get a little tired. Wouldn't they?
Strong as bull.
Look at this.
Feel good.
Can't wait to recline.
Okay.
And incidentally, somebody's been screwing with my chair, too.
Doesn't matter today, Papa Bear.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter today, because you're a standard today.
And but these, you know what, the other thing, another reason I'm getting rid of this, not just the migraines. The Vicodins didn't make a dent in this. It didn't work.
Yeah.
No, I mean, it really didn't, Buzz. I mean, some people do well with them, some people don't.
That may be.
What, you're telling me to eat 8 of them, right?
You're a large man, and a dosage is really 2, and, you know, that's for a 100-pound person.
Okay. But if I eat 2 of these, then tomorrow, at this same time, I'll be doing squirrel talk to him again. You know, where I'm Mambo Dog Face to the Banana Patch, and I'm not. That, to me, I'd rather have back pain than do that on the show.
I understand.
That was more stressful. It's been a somewhat difficult month.
I can imagine.
Okay.
Just a little bit.
Guess it pales in comparison now if I just mentioned again, you know, my mother-in-law is going to be at home when I get home tonight.
And with that one fell swoop, victory is yours. Because really, man, stab me. Stab me down there in private land.
And Don has no
pills. No offense, though, to anybody you might be living.
No offense to any Orientals. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Virginia, hello.
Hi, Larry. There's a couple guys here in Washington, Don and Mike, who play a tape of you getting asked about journalism by somebody, and you think he's talking about medical school. Do you remember that?
No.
Do you ever listen? Have you ever heard Don and Mike?
I never get to hear them. They were on the morning, they were on the afternoon. I never get to hear them. We took over their show one day. I went, in fact, the day before the heart attack, we went and took over their program one morning and totally destroyed them. But you could doctor tape.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
Sounds like somebody's got a case of the mumbers.
Yes. Steam, play that every day. Superstitious about
the
that song.
The Shameful Joy Boys, Don and Mike.
We're set with the bathroom. We're going to be flushing Mike's bikes with Joe.
And the black light's in there.
And we have a black light, so we'll be able to check the progress of the WJFK restroom.
See how they're doing in the hygiene department.
And, you know, some of this might be good for the website. Beth Ann.
Hello.
Hey, B.A.?
Yeah.
How about you get that computer camera ready?
The digital camera?
There is, I like calling it the computer camera.
Yeah. Okay.
Super deluxe computer camera, the computer pictures that we can send over the net.
Maybe we can get some really good black light photos.
Put some batteries in the picture machine.
Okay. Should I give the camera to Rob? Will Rob be in there with you guys?
No, that might be hard to get those. I guess if you take it without a flash, you'd probably get a nice
turn
image.
Off the flash.
And although I'd really love you to be in the men's room with us, I think you're going to be around the board, right, Beth Ann?
Correct.
Yeah. So, Robbie will take the pictures.
Okay,
Beth Ann, you're missing an incredible opportunity.
No, I've already been in that bathroom. Remember I gagged?
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Our beautiful bathroom. Okay, thank you, BA.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. So we'll be going in there with Joe.
No stranger to the men's room.
and the bikes.
Those wild nights.
Yeah.
Those wild mornings.
When time is of the essence and you just can't wait.
She's so familiar with the sinks.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, baby.
Greg Edger.
Hello there.
It's 5:35 in the morning. We're all alone. How about the sink?
Find out why they call me the real enchilada.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey guys, Dr. Elvis Jellyfinger here. How are you?
Hi.
No, Dr. Elvis Jellyfinger.
This is not the original. That's like a finger guy wannabe, I think.
Yeah, I mean, I thought he was going to say something.
Hi, this is Robert the Mailman.
Hello. Thank you, Robert. Don and Mike show.
Hey, I got to talk to Mike. Can I talk to him for a minute?
I don't know. Hold on a second. Mike, can he talk to you? No, I don't think so. Not today.
Mike's not taking calls about his back.
Okay. When would be a... Hey, can I talk to him off the air?
Yes, absolutely. Hold, please.
Call my receptionist.
Okay, great.
Thank you.
All right?
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Hold, please.
Thanks a lot. And that guy's going back. I tried to help him. He just wouldn't listen.
We mentioned the Masters that we talked about, Tiger Woods.
Yes, we did.
Great victory. There's something in the New York Post today by a guy named Andrew Marchand.
Marchand. Yes.
He's kind of writing what we've said about Jim Nance and the way that he calls these golf tournaments.
But he accuses Nance of doing something improper, I think, too, in the course of this.
Yeah, I don't know.
What's his angle?
Well, he's trying to say what we say, that Jim Nance makes things flowerier
yes.
than they actually are. And then he says that, you know, there was the thing with Phil Mickelson and B.J. Singh, B.J. Singh, and that when they were walking...
What exactly was that? They asked Phil Mickelson, you know, if you watch the coverage afterwards, is it Bill McAtee asked Phil Mickelson about that, and Phil got upset and said, hey, you guys, you're creating this, you're making
it. Okay, I don't even follow golf, but here's what I've been able to discern about this.
Was it specific to the Masters?
Yes, they're playing together in the same round, and V.J. Singh doesn't like the fact that Phil Mickelson has spikes on that are too long in his estimation, and he's like not replacing his spike divots, or he's tearing up the course.
This is V.J.'s worried about Phil?
Yes, so what V.J. Singh did was, rather than just say to this guy, hey, dude, you know, fix the spots where your shoes are tearing this up, he went to those guys with the yellow construction helmets on, the rules guys,
right.
And he said, go tell Phil that his spikes aren't right. So they came over to Phil Mickelson to tell him that V.J. Singh had told on him that his spikes were.
But V.J. Singh has that rap on the tour that he's like the biggest pain in the tour.
So these two guys have been fighting like two schoolgirls, and as they got done with their round yesterday, they shook hands and walked together for about five paces, and Jim Nance said, quote, anyone who wants to try and make something between those two, it should vanish. Right there. And then the guy goes on to say that Jim Nance is not really speaking about the what's happened and the relationship these two guys have had.
He doesn't acknowledge the potential.
I'm sorry I missed that, because to imagine Phil Mickelson and V.J. Singh in the same shot, that's electricity.
That's dynamo, isn't it?
I can't even imagine.
All right, so let's see. And then Jim Nance defends V.J. Singh's public image, saying that he knows him very well. He said V.J. Singh is misunderstood, says he's an incredibly honorable man. And then, according to Sports Illustrated, he's got some picture. Nance has a picture that says, Jim, thanks for always believing. Your friend, Phil. And then Nance says, well, it was pretty special. And then the guy writes, it's also pretty inappropriate that...
If he accepted that gift from Phil Mickelson. Because he'll be covering another Masters with Phil in it.
Right,
you know,
right. But that's not the stuff that we really like poking Nancy about.
No, it's kind of a weak case, but you could tell he wanted to lay into Jim Nance.
No, but he wanted to lay into Jim Nance the same way that we like to lay into him. For being such a woman in the way that he calls golf.
The only thing he did, and I said this to you as soon as I came in today, the only thing he did that was close to being the smartest move that he's made in a long time was the amount of silence at the very end when Tiger was lining up that birdie putt.
Let's listen to it.
Lanny had clasped his hands over his back. Shut up, Jim.
Yeah, they had him actually out of the tower.
We've got a couple of moments of audio here from Jim Nance. Let's see if he's being too Nancy-like.
Okay.
Here we go.
For the first time in Masters history,
friends,
when they've gone to the immediate playoff, one hole can close it out. This is the first time now they're going to begin at the 18th.
not a 10. They will commence back at the 18th tee and play it all over again.
So far, so good.
The man who reinvented himself with that claw.
See, now, this is not what I wanted to hear. This is him, like, being excited. I like it better when he's talking about the pageantry.
You know, you might want to go to, you know, really, I know it's Nancy who we always attack for that, but now they've really laid a lot of that on Dick Enberg. Who sits there and he gives the whole thing a time of history of challenges rising to the... It's a golf tournament!
Okay, hold on. Here we go. Here he is. When Tiger wins. Maybe this is the moment you're talking about, right, Mike.
Look out!
That's the only thing he said. Look out. And then he says this.
What a finish!
That's it. Perfect.
Now let's hear him. Now let's put him on the clock.
Now he... Now I just want to...
four for Tiger.
Right, here we go. Wait. Now, he's disciplined himself more than these guys ever do by this. I don't know how long it was, but it was probably close to 45 seconds to 1 minute of silence. And then he says, look out, what a finish. And now he's, I think, letting the floodgates open.
So now we'll put him on the clock and we'll see what he says that's Nancy-like.
You're going to bell him if he says something flowery?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah,
number four for Tiger. A fight to the finish, indeed.
Yep.
And it took birdie to win.
That's okay.
Another epic here in Augusta.
Yes.
Yeah. I think there were so many internal pressures that he was fighting through today. Lanny, it's been a long time since he'd won a major, almost 3 years. I don't think there's any question, Jim. He was fighting some demons. It's been a long time. He had the new swing. He's trying to prove people wrong that he's right and knows what he's doing, and a win in Augusta is the start to that. I think a more convincing win would have convinced a lot of people. I think there's still going to be some questions because there were some wavered shots down.
Where's Nance now?
That's bitter, Lanny.
Firm hugs with Steve Williams.
He's actually questions.
To even put his watch on. He doesn't know what time it is. It's Tiger's time again here at the Masters, and it's number four, and he has joined Arnold Palmer. His wife, Elin. Mark Steinberg is agent. The winning putt. I felt like I was dipping back into a tape from a year ago.
Boy, you hit it in with authority, Jim. I mean, he took it right on the right outside edge. And
this is not even before they get to the hole.
But really, he was keeping it in his
their cabin,
you know, and all of a sudden he just went nuts afterwards.
Well, that thing was center cut, and it was flying.
That was okay. That's acceptable.
And give Chris DeMarco a world of credit. What a performance today to come back and just...
Oh, shut up, Lanny.
Anybody I've ever...
Lanny! Let the woman talk.
Mickelson will be presenting the green jacket to Tiger Woods shortly. The family celebrates.
Do we have that?
Chris DeMarco.
We have that.
Comeback kid today. Pretty empty feeling right there, though. You've given it your best, and you came up empty. And
all these cliches.
I just wondered what else she could have done. His dad got the big hug back in 97. Tita was there, but today, Earl is at the home they've rented here in Augusta.
Here we go.
And Tita and Elin are there to share the moment. Let's go down to Peter Costas.
Okay, hold on.
Oh, now, he got flowery. He did get flowery. Yep.
He's checking his watch. Obviously, he doesn't know it's Tiger time.
And now, every time you hear this, that means either that Nancy has got a cliche going, or that he's just going to get flowery.
Okay, very good.
Now, here's the interview, the speech at the end. Right. Okay,
this
I think
has
you
been
were,
cabin, right?
You were talking about this, Michael.
This is the presentation ceremony.
Yes. Yeah, sure.
No, Jim's got some questions for you, fellas.
Oh, thank you, Hootie. I don't know who keeps writing these scripts for you, but it's a...
Okay.
What is this we're hearing?
The whole that came in halfway through, but the whole thing starts with Hootie Johnson, the president of Augusta, comes out, and he has to make... We'd like to thank our fans, all the sponsors, and now I'm going to bring little Jimmy Nance in on the right-hand side. And then he does this thing, the champion's not here. Well, look, Jim, there they are now. And it's just, it's very old, it's an antiquated scenario. The way I feel about the Masters, almost every other golf tournament that I know of, they go out and you get the trophy presentation for the fans. They do it inside, and then they give, like, a fake one outside for the fans.
Right, for all the booger eaters.
It's like, you know, well, just a little above that.
All right, let's hear some Nance here then.
I know Jim's got some questions for you fellas.
Well, thank you, Hootie. I don't know who keeps writing these scripts for you, but it's amazing, I'll tell you that.
Ryan, incredible performance by you. You've
done the amateur 13th,
one of the best performances by an amateur in the history of the tournament, including 7 birdies today. What a phenomenal year you had. How does this one rank?
This is amazing week.
Why are you touching my leg, Jim?
Yeah, the 7 birdies was nice, definitely.
Mr. Nance? Can I tell everybody you kissed me on the 17th today?
Amazing tournament. I'm just happy to...
You know what the par in my hole is, Jim.
Yep, you'll be coming back again as you finish in the top 16. What are your plans right now?
Well, finish out school. I got class.
You're going to get a lawyer.
Get back for that.
Because you've been touching
I'm
me.
I'm suing you, Jim.
The last 3 minutes.
This tournament's left it for our team. And
come on, Nance, let's put it in overdrive.
We'll see after that.
I'm just curious, what would that class be on Tuesday?
Oh, gosh, I don't even remember right now.
Hope it's 6-7.
The professor will forgive you.
Yeah,
Tiger?
Okay.
Tiger?
I don't know where to start with this one, but I guess we'll go back to 16, and I have to ask you about the shot at 16 and how this one would rank.
Oh, the tee shot was great, wasn't it?
Yeah, the tee shot. That's what I wanted to talk about. Exactly.
Okay,
how would you rank the shot at 16 in your career? Where would it stand?
At the time?
Well, Jim... It hard for me to hit the ball.
No, that's not the way he sounds.
Not quite it.
I'm probably look like I'm gonna make bogey. So, be able to kind of turn things around there was pretty huge.
Come on, Nance.
How about a word about Chris DeMarco?
This is Robert DeMille, man.
With you, but to shoot 68 and 4 seemed to
how about Chris DeMarco?
It's remarkable.
Everyone knows that.
He's in full flowery mode.
Fighter. He never gives up. I mean, he's in your face all day. He's never going to back off. And I knew that going out there. And
Tiger, I couldn't help notice.
Again, you know,
he's white and you're not.
And
Hootie.
I had to go out there and make some birdies because I knew that he wasn't going to make any mistakes. So.
Tiger,
I'm fortunate.
May I kiss you?
I made that nice shot on 16 to give me a cush because kind of collapsed.
I'd like to give you a cush.
You made a winning birdie in the playoff, and you now have a 4th green jacket on the way. And I have to wonder what this would.
I have to wonder. Am I going to have to excuse myself in a moment for a break?
Oh, when Hootie Johnson brought Nance in, it was just great.
You've got your
Nance
jacket.
Looks like a little boy coming up onto the set.
Yeah, it means great to you with all the other ones that you've already won. You join Arnold with 4, Jack has 6, and now you're in that territory with those giants as well. And it's been 2.5 years. This one, in your mind right now, what are you thinking?
To be honest with you, this was such a hard-fought week, you know, with the rain delays and everything, and I didn't exactly get off
the honest, Jim,
start, but
I'd like to kick your wild ass.
I do want to say, you know, my mom and I talked about this today.
Would you come up here to this cabin, and you and that KKK man? You asking me these questions here?
Here, he's just not
you touching me?
And then enjoy this, so...
What the frick going on with you, Jim?
last year, how much
you're doing. I'm melting.
About that.
I'm melting, Tiger.
Troubles he's gone through early this year, he wasn't looking very good. And he's having a hard time right now.
Meanwhile, Phil Mickelson is just sitting there. It's funny when the other champions, it's the normal way, the other champions aren't interviewed. Last year's champion, but he's just sitting there kind of going,
unfortunately, I wasn't able to.
Right, the guy who lost has to sit there.
All right,
bear hug.
Congratulations.
Man,
incredible performance, Tiger. Hootie, it's done. The green jacket.
Phil, would you do the honor, please?
Here we go.
It would be my pleasure.
Phil, I'll say, Phil.
Thank you, Eddie. Thank you so much.
My goodness, we have been blessed with another week of golden moments. Today, the sun was shining in Augusta, bringing back with it the brilliance of Tiger, bringing back memories of the win for the ages and that hug with Dad back in 1997. The completion of the Tiger Slam in 2001. Bringing back memories of the repeat win in 2002, and then 2 months later at the U.S. Open when he lifted the trophy for another major.
We get him on here. I think he writes 2 different scripts. I mean, he's reading off a prompter. That's pre-written.
You think he's not speaking from the heart?
That is pre-written. He must do a little Tiger one and a Chris DeMarco one.
Sure. Today, Tiger had to go 28 holes to join Arnold Palmer with 4 green jackets.
Listen to him.
Jack Nicklaus. The only other one to have at least 4.
The only other man.
At 16, we'll never forget. Part of Masters lore now, a dedication to his dad, as Tiger Woods has won the Masters.
It's deep now.
I have never been more turned on in my adult life.
Meanwhile, you know, you got like 8 people that are applauding in there.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's do the fake ceremony for the fans.
In the homo cabin.
There we are.
Hello.
All right.
Done and... Mike Show. Oh, yes. Welcome, Butler Cabin.
Welcome to the cabin.
Butler Cabin. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
You thought that he was bad yesterday. You should have heard him today on your buddy James Brown show.
Oh, really?
Oh, my God. It was incredible. he was so philosophical about yesterday, but then James Brown asked him about his best moments at Augusta, and he started talking about he went to college and was a roommate with Freddie Couples.
When I was raped for the first time by Freddie Couples.
he literally said this, we used to sit in our room and practice. I was the announcer, and he was the golfer coming up the 18th fairway.
Oh, boy.
Oh, wow.
You have got to get tape of it. I laughed, and I immediately thought, you need this tape.
All right, my friend. Thank you very much. Thank you for the call.
And there was another good dose of syrup. Before the Masters, there was a special about Jack Nicklaus.
Oh, really?
That was also narrated by Jim Nance.
Oh, boy.
And Jack. And when that was a prepared piece, and it was all written in advance.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank everybody for the syrup.
Jack.
The syrup dripping from my dulcet tones.
Well, that's when the Golden Bear first crested over the 16th, heralded against the azaleas.
The azalea-lined fairways here at Augusta.
And Jack?
Rain could not dampen the spirit for the American triumph.
I took his trousers down. Jack?
Truly amazing today.
So not since the days of Lee Trevino. Has the man worked his sand wedge?
Incredible, those days of Supermex and all the fun on the tour. I'm Jim Nance. And as my palms begin to sweat as they press the firm flesh of Hootie Johnson's chairman here at Augusta, I bid you adieu as we walk hand in hand, all of us, Phil Mickelson, Tiger Woods, Hootie Johnson, myself, Jim Nance, all walking out of Butler Cabin together.
Bleeding.
You're heading back to the...
All of us bleeding.
Going back to the Butler hot tub.
Everyone walking except for Jim Nance, who was hobbling.
For a good Augusta soak.
Staggering.
In a great tradition of Masters champions, Tiger, Phil, myself, and Hootie Johnson will strip naked and jump in the Butler jacuzzi.
The secret Butler pond.
The secret Butler jacuzzi and enjoy a good long soak. And, of course, Phil. That fabulous Augusta game of footsie.
Phil, Tiger, Hootie, welcome to my luxurious spa. You certainly know the par on this hole.
It's great to have you all here. And, of course, then, out of nowhere, surprise is Lanny comes up with a ski mask on and sucks us all with a fluid we can't identify.
It's a mulligan, all right. It's a major mulligan. I'm Jim Nance. I'm naked, and I'm in love.
Yes, so welcome to the Nance Jacuzzi outside Butler Cabin. Time to check out my fairways and greens. Thanks so much. As Lanny creams Hootie's bunions. We look back at a fond weekend, Augusta. Fantastic.
I'm joined here, of course, by join. I mean the new code word that we're using for sex on the show. I'm joined with
truly
Lanny.
Joined. Lanny, Tiger,
Phil.
Absolutely.
We're all joined together.
We think you'll agree this has been an airtight broadcast.
We'll be back, everybody.
He's the Don and Mike Show.
This is Robert the Mailman.
Go ahead, Robert. Drive me in with for something. What would I wish for? Or anything. Go ahead and rub it. I wish I had a watermelon. I wish I had a watermelon. I wish I had a watermelon.
Who
here? I wish I had a watermelon. I wish I had a watermelon.
Who here?
I wish for something big. I wish I had big watermelon. Wish I had a big watermelon. I wish I had a big watermelon.
Okay.
Hey, you ain't running that way. I'm not, but I will.
Yeah, this is Robert the Mailman.
Hi, Robert.
The Don and Mike Show.
He's on his way down here now.
A big part of the Salt Lake City scene.
Yeah.
The Don and Mike Show.
Right. www.donandmikewebsite.com. That's the official website for our show. We are going to be going into the bathroom. Just a moment, yes. We'll be flushing each of Mike's bikes down in front of farm fiend Joyce Joranger. And more than one listener has been great enough to bring down black lights.
Yeah, black lights so we can see all of the stains in the bathroom.
If we've had any progress in the 5 years since we brought the black light into the bathroom.
I thought that was from Joe's bedroom.
where his posters hang.
It's going to look great.
Forget it.
Take a look at the Rolling Stones and Blacklight.
Forget it. So the engineers who are out there, like they're digging a tunnel to China.
They're very exhausted.
The major undertaking.
They should know that we will be, in fact, going to the bathroom in just a moment. I mean, we'll be going to the bathroom.
A radio break. First.
That's right. We'll be going to the men's room in our next scheduled break.
Very exciting.
I mean, after this, we'll be going into the bathroom.
Yes.
With the microphone.
Venturing, much like Steve Irwin on the Crocodile Hunter.
We're here. Look behind there. Yeah. Crikey, it's alive. And what a mess it is in there. So,
there's a spider in there. I saw a spider in there earlier.
So the the engineers are just sitting out in the lobby now, waiting, because they've been working most of the afternoon, getting the microphones. Yeah. Feverishly digging to China, and now
they're growing impatient.
Yeah, and that's exactly the word. Yeah. So now I walk by during the last stop set. I go, "Hey, Tony," and
Bacardi Limon,
Tony Diggs.
They're looking at me like, "Ass, go to the bathroom." Yeah. That's what they're saying to
do
me.
Do the bathroom bit.
We've got the bathroom bit. But we've had it ready since 3 o'clock.
Right.
Now we're just sitting here in the lobby. Or they could be doing something else, like
something productive.
Painting the walls. whatever it is, yeah. Painting the walls blue. Is Tatum O'Neal, is she a lesbian?
I'll say yes. I'll definitely say yes. I will say that she's omnisexual.
Let me see. She was spotted on Sunday night at a New York City club called Pop Burger.
Hello.
So she walks inside the bar. She gets that is
incredible.
Not John Pop Burger. No.
But that is a dream of one man.
Incredible.
That's a restaurant name that one man would love to have.
She walks into the bar and she spills her Cosmopolitan on some guy. She apologizes. She buys him a drink. She goes outside. While she's outside having a smoke, pulling herself together, she meets a woman outside. They come back into the bar. They go to a table and they begin lesbianic groping.
Are they kissing?
Mike, how do I put this now? Yes, they're kissing. Yeah. They are kissing on the mouth.
Right.
They're also kissing upper areas.
Are they doing what Beth Ann enjoys to a point?
And no. Oh, no, no. Listen, they are, understand, they are kissing upper areas.
Mm.
And they're going underneath the table and kissing daisies.
Wow. Well, that proves that. Then.
It got so graphic that the manager finally said, even though you're Tatum O'Neal, we're going to have to ask you to leave.
Yeah.
She and this woman that she just met outside when she went to have a smoke, they left together.
Wow.
They left together.
You got to be careful with that. You know, pretty soon you might be around Mexico.
And then, those are available. DonandMikeWebsite.com. Mm-hmm. The Ron Mexico shirts, the Michael Vick tribute shirts. I think I mentioned to you last week that my wife buys the National Enquirer now.
Yes.
And I read it over the weekend.
Yeah.
Here's my problem with the new National Enquirer.
Yes, it's new and improved.
No, it's not.
Not improved.
No, it's not, Buzz. The Enquirer used to be something you could read and you knew what you were going to get from it.
Yeah.
You knew you were going to get, like, incidentally, on the positive side,
yeah.
Demi Moore, who I guess is pregnant and she's looking a little bigger like she is, they have pictures of her and Ashton Kutcher coming out of a party somewhere in Malibu. And he looks pissed at her because she's moving on a cigarette.
Oh, no.
Yes.
And it's really great. It's the Enquirer loves finding photos of your favorite celebrities. And it's, you know, pregnant Demi Moore smoking.
I smoke with all my kids. Don't worry, Ashton.
So that's good. The whole first part of the Enquirer that I'm reading is great, including this thing about Anna Nicole Smith. But the last...
Like my body.
Hi, baby. The last 20 minutes of the last 20 pages, rather, of the National Enquirer, it's all like fitness and health and cooking good and
that's crazy.
I mean, it seems they're moving away from the lucky blue dot or whatever it was.
It seems that section, the fitness and all that and looking good and what makeup to wear, has replaced aliens. And how they used to have aliens there, alien babies with three heads.
And don't they do research or focus groups to find out the audience that buys the National Enquirer?
Well, they have a new owner now, I guess a British firm that's promising to bring the same kind of British tabloid journalism that they've used over there to the National Enquirer.
Well, that's
in this
okay,
country.
But we don't need all the help stuff. Anyway, there was a column that's funny by Anna Nicole Smith. Mm-hmm. This is part of the New Enquirer.
Like my body.
Now,
that's my Anna Nicole Smith.
She's a gossip columnist, and it's in the New Enquirer.
Wow.
Here are a
like,
couple
like
of,
she really writes it?
Well, now, Mike, you be the judge. I brought it in, and, quote, I'm going to read to you from Anna Nicole Smith in the New National Enquirer. I have never been a writer. I cannot spell.
There we go.
That tells me that she's really writing this.
Mm-hmm.
I have to get a little help on my spelling, but it's all me.
Ah.
I'm the one who's doing the actual column. I just need help on my spelling.
Of course. So it's written kind of like remedial.
It's like in the first paragraph, she mentions three times that she needs help
spell.
With her spelling.
Like my body.
And she writes,
he's brilliant.
In the New Enquirer, she writes messages to two celebrities.
Oh, okay.
One of them I've already mentioned, Demi Moore.
Yes.
She writes, age doesn't matter. Wow, Demi, go, do it. I'm jealous. And then to Pat O'Brien.
As stimulating as she is. Yes.
To Pat O'Brien, she writes, I feel for you. Everyone knows you as the guy who hosts The Insider on TV, but I know you as a friend. I know what you're going through. Rehab sucks. There's no special treatment. So be strong, Pat. I'm rooting for you.
I'll be strong like I am.
I'll be your first interview when you're back on TV.
Oh, dear.
Where you belong.
Like daddy?
Pretty funny. It's pretty funny. I
mean, got her writing. It does sound like her.
Yeah.
It sounds remedial enough to be her.
I read it and I liked it. Now, Big Pussy. Speaking of, here we go.
Oh, he's in a lot of trouble.
Now, Mike, you've not heard his side of the story.
Hey, Don and Mike. Lord, you don't know could fill a book.
Hi, Uncle June.
Oh, for you.
Okay, hi, Mama.
Okay, hi, Don and Mike.
Hi, Tony. Okay, he says he was the victim in that little fight he had with his girlfriend,
yeah,
Lisa.
Yeah, of course he was.
Lisa Regina.
Forget
now,
about it.
Here's his quote from the courtroom. Thank God.
Thank God.
This is how it starts.
Thank God.
His quote is he's coming out of court after being charged. Thank God, my mother in heaven, I didn't put my hands on that woman. I only removed her from my car. Now, keep in mind that what they're alleging is that because she was running late, she was late getting in his car, he took her and he beat her head against the console.
Uh-huh.
And then when they got to the location, he kicked her out of the car, physically kicked her out, and broke her tailbone, right?
I think it was a broken tailbone.
Yeah, not any more serious issues, you know. No, nothing else broken that was really bad, thank God.
So his whole thing is, thank God. My mother in heaven, I didn't put my hands on that woman. I only removed her from my car. Huh? You see, I'm the victim.
I'm the victim.
This is what Big Pussy said.
No, that's it. That's the way it works.
I'm the guy that got beat up. I got scars on my chest. I didn't go to the hospital and try to get pictures done because I was hoping this was going to go away. I was hoping she had sense enough not to open up this can of friggin' worms. They charged me with a misdemeanor. People think I'm the new Robert Blake.
Wow.
No. That's what Big Pussy has to say.
I tell you, it's been tough. It's been tough for me. I didn't hit it. I didn't do nothing to it. What I did was I removed him from my car.
Removed him.
I simply...
He's the victim.
Yeah, and it broke a coccyx, thank God.
He's the victim.
I am the victim. I removed him. Look at the scars on my chest.
Then hold on a second. I got something here. You know, I've never, even though we've mentioned the name before, this guy that wanted to kill Siegfried and Roy, Cole Ford, that he played for the Oakland Raiders,
right,
was a kicker. I really don't remember the guy's name, but he's the guy that wanted to kill Siegfried and Roy, and now he's talking. Or he's talking to people at his mental health place about why he wanted to kill Siegfried and Roy.
This is so weird.
So these are quotes now from this guy, Cole Ford, who played for the Raiders and was charged with firing shotgun blasts at Siegfried and Roy.
Take that, you guys!
At their home.
Trying to find out why.
He wants to warn the world of Siegfried and Roy's unhealthy danger. both to themselves and to animals.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. For you see, while watching Siegfried and Roy, I, being Cole Ford, had a sudden realization. What was wrong with the world was linked to Siegfried and Roy's treatment, dominance, and unhealthy intimacy I saw with the animals.
Oh, my God.
He said that he thought that because Siegfried and Roy had contact with their animals, and because he thought that they were having sex with their animals, that he thinks Siegfried and Roy have brought AIDS to America through the tigers that they're having sex
with. So he's fixating on Siegfried and Roy.
So he said he can get rid of AIDS, he can make the world a better place if he just kills Siegfried and Roy.
Well, I think he's in an institution and that's where he'll stay.
Makes sense.
The Raiders say nothing except, you know, can he still kick the ball?
Just win, baby.
Yeah, can he still kick? And the Olsen twins. Yeah, who cares about them? God, those girls are ugly. I tell you what, those girls, the Olsen twins.
Well, you got one of them that's got the eating disorder, and she's emaciated, so it's scary.
But the good news about them is that they've turned down Blackie Paris. That's the only reason I bring him up.
Oh.
He's got that rip-off
Jake
show.
Jake in Progress.
The rip-off show of Sex and the City.
Right.
And I guess for all the years that he was Uncle Jesse, he asked them to return the favor and do a guest shot on his show, and they said they're too busy.
Well, their film career's too hot.
No, because
I saw New York Minute.
Because they are going to college. That's what they told me.
Oh, really?
They're going to college. However, they're not that busy because on the very same day that they turned down John Stamos, they announced their brand new line of Mary Kate and Ashley furniture.
Just what we needed.
God. Two bedroom sets called City Style and Country Chic. Each one is priced at $700 to $800.
Wow.
And, you know, that's what's up with the...
Thank you, twins.
Okay, that's all. Oh, and over the weekend, were you like me surprised that Matthew McConaughey movie was number one, that movie Sahara?
Amazed, because that got savaged by the critics.
Wow. Sin City still kicked ass, and that Jimmy Fallon movie, you're wearing your Red Sox hat today.
Yeah, but I didn't go see
got
it.
Got killed.
And I don't think a lot of Red Sox fans went to see it.
Absolutely
either.
Got killed. Okay, two very quick... very quick feel goods, and then off to the bathroom we go. Okay, first, this one's so fast. There's a guy in St. Cloud, Minnesota.
St. Cloud?
As a matter of fact, I'm not going to give his name out because we're trying to get him on the show for an edition of Fargo News.
Oh, good.
Because, this is so good there that he's okay after shooting himself, into face.
Oh, into face.
And shooting himself twice into shoulders and once into leg.
Ouch. You mean he shot himself like four times?
Multiple. How do you do that?
Yeah, well, you see, he has a gun, okay?
Oh, sure.
And the gun, he sleeps with the gun.
Okay.
Like underneath the pillows on his bed. And he's in there making the bed. And he's vacuuming. And he totally forgets that he has his loaded gun that doesn't have the safety on. And at one point, he's got the nozzle off the front of his vacuum cleaner, and he's going to get some crumbs, and he actually, it's got so much suction, it picks up one of the pillows there, and then what happens is, when he's going up and down with the vacuum, I mean, he's just trying to get the
pillow off,
because the vacuum's got the, that's why they call it a vacuum, it's
got vacuum. Suction.
Yeah, anyway, the gun goes off.
Indeed.
And the gun goes off
six times. Wow.
Six times, and hits him six for six.
Jesus. But six times, what, did he keep shaking or what?
Yes. I guess it was like
that. You go down after the first shot. Mm-hmm.
The only thing you can think about, what was that toy? It was made by Whammo when we were kids. Not the slip and slide, but like the wiggity worm.
A water wiggle.
The water wiggle
where it just goes crazy.
It had to be like a water wiggle.
Oh, bam, bam, ow, bam, ow, bam, bam, ow.
Okay, and one more.
Ow.
Here we go. This is from Anchorage. Thursday, 48-year-old man goes to DMV to get his license renewed.
Mm-hmm.
He is drunk and he is high. He's drunk on booze and he's got, Joe. He's got prescription medication.
Hello.
He crashed his green Taurus into the DMV building, moved his car. Now, he ran into the DMV, moved his car, went inside, got in line. He's drunk and he's high. Renewed his driver's license. Walked outside in the 15 minutes. And hey, that's something great about living in Alaska.
Oh, sure. Well, no lines.
DMV and get your license in 15 minutes. In the 15 minutes that he was inside, people had called the cops because he had run his car actually into the DMV.
Right.
So as he left the DMV.
That was easy to get that renewal.
With his new license, they arrested him, and the funny part is they took his license away.
You know what he said after that?
What did he say?
Like my body.
Thank you, baby.
What do you think her Daisy's like?
Oh.
What do you think about that?
I think her Daisy's been well-traveled.
What do you think, Emmett Rhodes, not fresh as a Daisy?
I don't think so either.
One little bit.
All right, that's all I can. There's plenty more, but we don't got time today because we got to go to the bathroom.
Bathroom trip coming up.
We are going to the bathroom.
It's a field trip.
We will be first, one by one, flushing all of Mike's Vicodin down the toilet, making Joe do it, because Joe wants it.
Oh, I don't think Joe should touch it.
Joe, I think we should let him touch them.
I don't trust him.
And you've already said you won't let him lick them, right? Because it'd be like licking a frog?
No, the whole idea of this was to let Joe watch.
Okay.
You throw him away, Rob, Buzz, me, and he just sits there like a dog.
Okay.
Especially after that lie about, it really doesn't bother me at all. I believe them.
So we'll be flushing Mike's meds.
Yes, and Buzz, you I rely on your honor system there.
There you go.
Right.
Very good.
What, the Buzz is like, well, you're going to go fish him out of the toilet?
Yeah. No, they might
just like train spotting.
They might end up in Mr. Burbank's pocket.
And you've also been shaking it a lot. I would rinse out the container before all is said and done. There might be some residue.
Is that the movie I'm thinking of, Train Spotting?
In the toilet?
Yeah, right.
I love comedy. It's a funny movie.
And then when we're all done, you know what we're going to say?
What?
Like my body?
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Come on, Spicoli. Just put the shirts back on. You see that sign? No shirt, no shoes, no dice. Right. Learn it. Know it. Live it.
The Don and Mike Show.
Get out of here, Curtis. I don't hear you unless you knock.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Young fella, if you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Oh, hi, Judge.
Guess who just got today? The wild-eyed boy set up to the wind.
Give me a second.
I think that's funny, huh, Judge? I guess he really thinks it's funny.
Very funny.
I got it.
With furs by Dicker and Dicker of Beverly Hills, this is the Don and Mike Show.
Right now, let's try to go live to the bathroom. I'm in the studio still.
Hello?
Hey, Mike. Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Can I?
Let me go under the monitor so I can hear you.
Okay, hold on.
Dumbass amateur.
Hi, Judge.
As my Mexican friend said.
What?
This is Robert the Mailman.
Hi, Robert.
And I'm going to remind you of it every single minute of every day and night.
Don, are you still hitting the buttons?
I am, Mike.
It's pretty cool. I'm listening to you on the bathroom monitor speaker.
George Michael.
You just played the George Michael tape.
Hurry it up. We're burning daylight.
All right, Judge. I'm down waiting for all my pals to come down here to flush drugs down the toilet.
Yeah, all right. Daylight. All right, Mike, just give me a mic level, and then I'll leave the studio and come join
Check.
You.
Check. Testing 1-2. 1-2-3. Testosterone 1-2. Testosterone 1-2.
Anybody else with a mic in there? Is there more than one mic?
Yeah, yeah. Hey,
buddy of
Mike's. What's his name?
Buzz?
Matt. Hey, Matt. We need to check the other mic. Don's
check
mic.
Go.
Check 1-2. Check.
Okay. It's working.
Here we go.
Boy, these levels are all screwed up, though.
This is yours. Which is, do they both sound good?
Hello?
Don?
Yes, Mike.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you great.
This is your mic.
Okay.
This is my mic.
Can't be that hungry.
Is there a difference in levels? Let me try yours again. Don?
Yes, Mike.
Can you hear me?
Mike, don't play with me.
All right. Check 1-2. Your mic, 1-2-3-4. My mic, 1-2-3-4.
Who's the best?
My mic.
Well, Mike's is, but we'll deal with it.
Big mouth don't make a big man.
Hey.
I apologize for my language.
Okay, you should, Judge.
How does it taste?
Well, we're going to find out in a minute.
Well, Mike's mic is really overmodulating.
My mic's really overmodulating, Matt, so why don't you take it?
I'll be back there to join you. Mike?
Yeah.
I know you waited a long time to hear this.
Don, what did you say, what?
It's all yours until I get to the bathroom.
Okay. Well, ladies and gentlemen, hi. This is Mike.
You're a crying, pipsqueaking ass.
I thought he left the board.
So did I.
Where did you find these Packer Woods?
Beth Ann, are you doing that? Or, Don, you're still in the studio.
Yes, Mike, I'm doing it. It's Beth Ann.
Come on. Come on down. You funny man.
It's always somebody looking for some.
You funny man.
Who else have you blabbed to?
All right,
a lot of people.
Beth Ann, you ready?
Are you coming down?
Yeah. Okay, you plugged in, BA?
All right, I'm down here.
Who's got, in a second.
Who's got
okay.
the narcotics? Oh, I do. Here are the narcotics.
Oh, my God.
Momentarily. Let's say hi to everybody that's in here. Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
Hi, Joe.
Hi.
Joe, this is all going to center around you. I'm holding them very close to you. There it is, 100% hydrocodone. That's Vicodin, right?
All right. And let's
Is that the generic name for Vicodin?
And they are 7.5s. Good stuff, Buzz.
Yeah.
This is a sad day.
Well, these 7.5s, in a matter of no time, are going to be going into the sewage system here in Fairfax, Virginia.
A Vic is a terrible thing to waste.
Now, you two boys seem to be experts on Vicodin, don't you?
We know it well.
You know this stuff.
Michael.
How do I sound? How was that show?
I have no idea how the microphone... I have no idea how the microphones sound.
They sound good.
Really good Vicodin chat here.
Well, let's do it. Let's flush them.
Here they are. Do you want to? What do you want to do? Do you want to have Joe?
Joe, would you like? Honors? Would you like to name them?
No.
Each of the 11?
No.
Hey, hold on. Mike's moving into the bathroom.
I'll go into the smallest stall.
Joe, yes.
Okay, let's go. You want to go into the bigger one? Smart guy, okay.
Let's go in.
Doing the best I can here.
Let's go in the handicap stall where somebody's already got the newspapers out.
Sure.
Hey, look.
Don.
Don. Your Washington Nationals lost last night.
I think it might be a real good idea to leave that paper out for the blacklight later on.
I shouldn't be touching it. Okay, Joe, come on over here.
Here, Joe.
You know, Mike, now that we're in the bathroom with Joe and the pills.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't you rather just let him flush them all at once and then get right to the black light?
Absolutely.
Joe?
Here we go.
All right.
Now, Joe?
Sad.
Now, Joe, really, there's 11 of them there. Don't you swallow them, Joe. Would that have been a weekend of fun for you?
Let's see. What do we got in there?
There's 11.
11?
He just told you
Friday,
that.
Friday.
Saturday, Sunday.
Sunday. And then two to get to work so you don't detox at work. So, yeah, that would be perfect. Perfect.
Is that an essay question?
And, Joe, will this bother you to flush?
No. If this is what Mike wants to do, that's fine.
Well, you know, I just believe in upholding the law. And since I'm not going to take them, and they were prescribed for me, somewhat of a famous, well-known radio personality, I think it's best that we send them into Toilet Town.
All right, Joe, do it.
Here we go. Do you want to get some water?
Here we go. That was great.
Now, hold on.
Doesn't sound like Bill.
Before we actually do this, anybody in the building that really wants them, Mike, I'm sure even you would say.
if somebody, as a remnant of someone's toilet,
they have simply gathered at the bottom of the bowl, if you were so inclined.
They're dissolving.
Are they really?
Kind of looks like Edgar Winter works here.
If you were so inclined, you could come in and put your hand into the bowl and pull them out.
Rob made an albino poop joke.
Last chance.
Again.
Last chance. They're going. Joe, tell them goodbye.
Goodbye, pills.
See you later, suckers. You didn't do that much for me.
That's
except
it.
Except enjoy a few baseball games in Florida.
That's it. Those pills are gone.
The toilet appears to be smiling.
And now...
I will save this pill box. And Don, you know how they give you the instructions on the side? Look at that. Look at this.
It should say not refillable.
A lot of stuff. Oh, let me hold on. Yeah, no refills left.
Yes. No refills left. May cause drowsiness more than this medication than recommended.
Exactly.
May cause serious breathing problems. That's a good, valuable lesson for all of our listeners.
Let's turn off the lights.
Well, what did the third thing say, Mike?
I can't read it. The lights are off.
It says, do not take with alcoholic beverage.
Oh, I didn't pay
attention. Okay, now we've got the black lights.
Already I see.
First thing I checked was the microphone.
And we've got all kinds of stains that go all the way up the wall. Now, who's got the camera here for our website?
I have it in my pocket.
Hold Rob?
Down. Don is holding the black light above the sink, and there is splatter all above. I mean, now, seriously, 4 feet over the sink.
We've all watched enough CSI to know, you know, let's go right back into that.
Right, bad time? Doc, go to the urinal. Go to the urinal.
Let's go to the urinal and start here.
That's the big one.
Okay. Now, this is a hodgepodge of germs. I'm on the wall now. Look at all the stains that you normally would not see. Let's hold on. Let me get it. How about right over here, Robbie?
Now, I dare you to go lower.
Yeah. I'll go lower, Buzz.
The flash is...
Hold on. How about that? Look at the toilet itself. Look at the toilet itself. We got two black lights now. The price of one. Look at all the stains on this toilet. Let's go.
Not really. I think it's going to not happen.
Hold on. Let's go into the stall.
Sorry,
take
folks.
A look inside here.
Might be
a... I have to paint with your words.
Hold on a sec. Oh! Just as weird. Come here! Come here, guys! Come look at this. Look at the seat.
Oh,
look at the toilet seat.
These are large particles.
And now look at the wall directly next to this toilet.
Look at the stains.
These are, I mean, this is,
it looks like wallpaper.
These are stains that would not normally be seen with the naked eye.
How about where your hands go, right where the latch is, right on the door, right here.
Right on the door? Hold on, Mike. And...
Not that bad.
That bad. How about on the outside? How about on the other wall? Oh, hold on a second. Pleased to be letting me check out the floor.
Yeah. Yeah, the floor is the grossest.
Hold on. Here we go.
Especially around the toilet.
Floor? You know, Buzz?
No, not really.
I don't know what this says about us as people who work here.
Perhaps it's been mopped.
But the area on the floor is fine, but the wall... Uh-huh. Directly to the left of the sit-down toilet. I don't know what people are doing in here.
I can give you the solution. Is because the toilet overflows twice a week.
Right.
If the DNA's on the floor, it's been washed away.
But Rob, hold on a second. What? How do you explain?
What?
How do you come in here for a second?
Yes.
How do you
see you? How have you been?
How do you explain the stains that are at least 5 feet high?
I can explain that.
Buzz can explain it?
Yeah, a lot of us have vision problems.
If it's that high, it's got to be Jason. Oh, it's got to be Jason Bishop.
Right? You see those?
Oh, yes. No, those are way above our heads.
That's the
word. All the way up to the ceiling,
wow.
There's DNA.
Wow.
What causes this?
All right, hold on a second. Now, back over. Now, Mike, are you...
I'm over in the largest.
You're in the handicap stall?
Let's take a look at this one. First of all, the black light around the door.
Oh! Wait a minute. That's not a white mark. That's yeller.
That looks like a splatter paint.
That looks seriously like somebody might have had a...
Hey, Rob, see if you get a picture
probably,
of this.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on one second.
Come see if you get a picture
that
of
numero
this.
Numero uno, Buzz?
Yeah.
That's what I believe that is.
You think so?
But what, it's a different color than the other thing, isn't
it? Yeah.
Sure is. Can you get that, Rob? Come on, for God's sakes. I don't feel too gay. I'm in the bathroom. I'm in a stall with Mike holding a black light.
How are you?
Hey, Ed, you ready to take the picture?
It probably won't come out.
Yeah.
Hey, take a look at this toilet, though.
Let's check out the look at the handicap toilet.
Oh,
look
my
at,
God.
Hold on.
That's handicap, dude.
Oh, dear.
About by where you flush.
Oh, there. Oh, God. Use your foot.
Hold on.
Oh.
Look at this other side.
That is so
look
foul.
Look at this other side.
Oh, that is...
There are so many... It is like... Do you remember...
Seriously, I'm getting a gag reflex
here. It looks like 1,000 Nike logos.
Do you remember the splatter art when you were a kid when you would go to the...
Mm-hmm. Oh, the spin art.
Yes, yeah,
for all those diehards who bleed Cubby Blue, Sporting Newsbooks presents Cubs.
Hey, how's everybody doing?
How about these teeth, huh? Aren't these teeth something?
I've never seen them whiter.
Hey, hold on a sec. Do that again. How come that... I'm not kidding. How come
that's
that...
Bonding. That's bonding.
No. Oh, I see, because the one tooth of yours is does not light up.
That's the way I'd look if I was a real guy. How are you?
Kidding.
And now we're back over by the sink area.
I bet the end sink.
And
here, maybe by the paper towels.
Oh, by the paper towels, Buzz.
You see on the wall here. Hold on. Here we go.
Not really. Look at this.
That might, you know, seriously, as I'm looking at that, that is... Water,
soap,
water, like
in.
Yeah. I mean, that can't be the bad stuff.
No, not over here.
I don't know, guys.
People's hands.
I don't know. But doesn't the bad stuff over here by this wall look the same as the bad stuff over there by the toilet?
I think it might be number one drippings.
I think so, too.
Coming off a hand.
I really think so. Okay, mm-hmm. Down for a second.
All right.
I go into the real world.
Here we go. Oh, move toward the light.
Do you work outside?
Yes.
Yes, they do?
Oh, good. What a beautiful day.
Can we walk outside for a second?
I agree with this.
God damn, I hope these microphones sound
okay. Gorgeous day. Can they be heard out here, Matt?
I guess we'll find out, won't we?
All right.
I can hear you.
Oh, now, me like this.
Can we walk down to the street?
He's going to
check
right
on
now.
That. He's gonna, I'm looking at him. Make sure he lets us know.
Be like this on a
it's
nice,
gorgeous,
beautiful day.
We should have done the whole show outside today.
Maybe we can get these ladies. Ladies, hi there. We're doing a national radio show. How are you? Would you like to see something about America?
Sure.
What's your name?
Amber.
And where are you girls from?
From Pakistan.
Pakistan, of course. Come with me. I want to show you something in our bathroom at the radio station.
Come on in. Come on in.
Love to have you.
These are a couple of women from Pakistan who are just walking by the radio station.
We required witnesses. We're going to show you how lovely our bathrooms are.
Please, come this way.
You ever watch CSI?
Yeah, they buzz. Luigi Burr.
Never been in the
room. Now.
All right.
This will be. No, come on in.
Okay.
Come here. No one's going to hurt you.
Come on in.
This is totally innocent. We're just going to show. They are refusing. Joan, do you want to come in and see the bathroom?
Well, thank you.
Joan, please. No,
the Pakistani ladies are not coming into the bathroom.
Wait a minute, hold on. The Pakistani.
They're fleeing, and we can't hold them against their will.
The ladies from Pakistan are running away.
Running out of the building.
They got all the way in by the bathroom. We just wanted to show them.
Sure. Why? Are we going outside again?
Well, we got a break.
Oh.
We got to take a break first.
Were you able to recommend a dentist that did your bonding to that lady?
Oh, yeah. You know, okay. Hey, how do you like to take a look at those choppers under the black light?
What kind of world do we live in when a pack of men can't coax women into a men's room?
I know.
Where does it come to?
You know, this many chunks of man meat and they wouldn't come into the bathroom?
I don't know.
Two beautiful Pakistani women.
What could possibly go wrong?
I know.
Beth Ann, if you can hear me, let's go to break.
The Don and Mike Show.
Dressed up as a bat, gets all of my press. This town needs an enema.
The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, Elvis.
This you should not do. You should not call them Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
The other Elvis, Costello.
Let's see, Buzz.
Yes.
Michael.
Yes, Donald.
Bravo.
Yes, sir.
To the bathroom. Hi, Bobo.
We're going back?
All of you, yeah, go back.
Okay.
Go back, because, go ahead.
All right.
I'm going to stay here.
Now.
Okay, go ahead.
Goodbye.
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 See you.
Bye, Ben.
Bye-bye.
I'll see you.
Are you going or not?
What's that?
Are you going or not?
I gotta
not?
Go.
Come on, go.
I'd love to.
When we were in the bathroom with the Vicodins, and we were taking pictures for the website, DonandMikeWebsite.com, I'm not sure if they're going to turn out or not, with all of the various biological stains that are absolutely invisible to the naked eye. You've got to have a black light to see them. Beth Ann McBride, who's been our producer for almost a year, has never seen the magic of black light bathroom art.
Oh.
And Buzz, oh, hi, Buzz.
It's hardly right. We need to correct that.
Yeah, so Beth Ann, who was in here running the board during the last bathroom trip, is now going to join you guys and give us a different perspective on exactly what she's seeing.
Hi, Don.
Hi, who's this, please?
This is Mike.
We don't need to waste no time speculating on his case or feeling sorry for him.
What, Mike?
Beth Ann has just made her way into the men's bathroom, and she has on a Playtex living glove.
That's fine. Now, can we give Beth Ann a microphone as well?
I have one.
She has a microphone.
There she is.
Oh, now, wait, Buzz.
What's going on, B.A.?
Buzz just broke the black light.
No, he didn't. That's indestructible.
It just fell over. I'm pulling one of them.
It still stinks in here.
Beth Ann, first off, can you tell how dirty the bathroom is with the lights on?
Yeah, it's nasty.
Come look at this wall in the daylight.
Well, wait, yeah, just check it out in the daylight first.
In the daylight.
Just look at it in the daylight.
Look at
it.
All right, this is the way it looks in
it is,
to your naked eye with fluorescent lights on.
All the way to the ceiling.
All the way to the ceiling, yeah.
All right, now.
And it's black tile, and it really shows up.
Well, wait till we turn the lights off, darling, and turn the black light on.
Close my eyes.
Yeah, do it.
Turn the lights off.
So we'd like a real reaction from BA.
Check out the wall.
Oh, my God.
Beth Ann?
Yeah?
This would be the time we need your reaction verbally.
It really does look like an episode from CSI.
Please describe what you're seeing.
It's so color. I mean, it's that light really shows up. What could that possibly be?
Beth Ann, don't you know what it is?
I know, but I can't believe you guys come back. It's gross.
It's either.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. Is it
what? Number one, number two, or number three?
What, Don?
I said it's either number one, number two, or number three.
Beth Ann.
Yeah, Mike.
You're in a darkened bathroom.
No, I know why the Pakistani women ran.
With four strange men.
Where's the broomstick?
Hey, Buzz, take her to the big
what?
Stall.
You know what? What is that?
I found a new...
He said with a smile in his mouth.
Okay.
But I have found a spot that I think we missed on the earlier inspection that I'm going to guess is neither one nor two.
Let's see.
Oh, you think it's three?
Hold on. I'm going to get the... Oh, dear.
Where is it, Mike?
Four, is
that? Oh, I mean, hey, man. Anybody
where is
want
it?
Any relish on that hot dog?
Hold on. Where is it?
Yeah. I miss J-Dub.
That's nasty.
Guys?
Yeah.
Where is the stain exactly in the bathroom?
When you're sitting in the small stall, Don, and you're facing out towards the sink, which hopefully is used by everybody when they're done doing that.
Right.
It's to your right forward, right next to the door. It's on the right. And
hip level.
It's an unidentifiable...
It's a vertical.
It's an unidentifiable stain.
And now
all the stains in here.
Now let's go in. Guys, go into the ladies' room.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to go in there.
Oh, I think the ladies' room is going to be clean.
And you'll probably hear
hold on.
Me dragging the black light again.
All right, let's go in there.
Did I hear Beth Ann say that she thinks that the ladies' room will be clean?
Making our way. Let me knock on the door first. Here we go.
Why bother?
Are there any ladies in here?
Find Miss Bobby in there.
Here.
Michelle Combs, my God.
Good heavens, no.
Well, all right, the room is clear of females right now, except for Beth Ann.
This is cleaner than
Don, let me see if I can monitor Don on this speaker. Hi, Don.
Hi, Mike.
Okay, can you turn it up a little bit, Rob, okay?
Norman Drover, New Mexico, eh?
Hi. Hi, Rob.
How are you? You want to know something about these cases? You do, don't you?
I'm here.
All right, we were hearing you loud and clear. Now, let me just point out. But first of all, you come into the ladies' room, and overall, into the naked eye, much cleaner. Purple wallpaper looks very nice. It just looks like a little more of a tidy environment.
All right, turn off the lights and turn on the black
turn
light.
Turn on the light.
Okay. And let's
start our black light search.
Why don't you just stand right in the middle of the room? Let's see what we see.
Here we go.
Lights off.
See, the ladies' room is as bad as
the
men's.
Oh, my God, there's blood!
Well,
that's
not fine. Yo, Buzz. So far, so good.
Only 4 days.
Well, you don't see a lot of stuff like you do in the men's room?
In we go. Here we go.
Are you going in the stall now?
Oh, well.
Like going in a haunted house?
No, I mean...
Relatively.
No stains?
Comparatively.
Well, no, get close to that wall.
Oh, look at he's trying to find a stain.
Oh, here we go. Okay. All right.
Don, I have to tell you.
Yeah?
Remarkably cleaner. Not nearly the amount of residue. Men are pigs.
All right, now by way of comparison, right now, go back to the men's room, all of you.
All right, back to the men's room. Everyone, back to the men's room, go.
Hurry, rush.
Now.
Hurry, rush.
Back to the men's
room.
Fast.
There's no tomorrow. Run to the
walking across the hallway right now.
Well, Rob?
Don, can you read
me? Kidding, of course.
Mike?
All right, we're back in the men's room there. And now, here comes Matt, Buzz, Rob. And Beth Ann, all coming in right now.
You know what? It's a matter of smell, too.
Yes.
It stinks in here.
It's a little gamier in here.
We're looking at things under a black
light. Hold on. What, Don?
We're looking at things under the black light. So turn the lights off again.
All right. Lights off right now. Wait. There we go.
And now, how much worse?
Go right into the stall again, Buzz, and let's see.
Oh, this is easy.
It's disgusting.
How many times worse is it than the ladies' room? 10 times? 50 times? 100 times?
Toilet seat.
Look at the seat right there, right there, right.
There's 8. Oh, my God.
Yes.
Oh my God. It's a billion times worse.
A billion times.
Oh.
Well, here you have it. The sample is complete, and we've concluded right now that ladies are definitely much cleaner than men are.
Sample is a key word.
But, Don?
Yes?
I believe we're dealing with a plumbing issue.
I think we're dealing with a man issue.
Well, it's a man issue, but it's also, I mean, we're talking about standing in many cases as opposed to sitting.
Listen, here's what we need.
Of the people,
absolutely.
Not the plumbing of the building.
Yes.
But here's the thing, guys. We need somebody with one of those swab or cotton ball tests to find out exactly what all those spots are.
Do you mean that we should have the stains analyzed?
Yeah. Yes, I do, Mike.
Very good.
Because there's only one way to find out. Where's Joe? Just get him to lick some of them.
Oh, that's what I was going to say. A good CSI investigator can do it with his or her tongue.
Joe Arkenberger.
That's not blood, but somebody had peaches.
Well, while you guys are still in the John, is there any chance anybody could get a picture of any of this? How about at least a picture of everybody in the bathroom with the lights on?
How about all of us? How about a picture with the lights on of all of us in this stall? Can we do that? Let's all crowd in here, and I'll sit down.
That'll be good for your back.
All right, there we go.
Thank you. Sit on the toilet.
All right.
Mike's having a seat.
Oh, and I'm going to miss the picture, though.
What's that?
I'm going to miss the picture.
Yes, this is true. Now, where'd they all go, Rob?
Beth Ann went to get the camera.
Back down to the producer's
room? I'm just ruminating for information.
Wait, I can't hear Don. Hold on.
I was saying...
Look, kid, the border's over yonder, just 60 miles. Why don't you light out? We'll join you. Promise you.
I'm not saying anything. I'm just playing the tapes.
That wasn't Don. That was Judge Melville.
We're waiting on the camera now.
Well, then I'm going to come down and get the picture, too.
What did you say?
A lovely picture.
I'm going to come get in the picture, too.
Say that again.
I said I'm going to come get in the picture.
You're going to get
the
picture, too?
I didn't cuss.
Okay, good.
You
are a lot of trouble.
Who's going to run the board while you're doing that?
I think Joe can.
Is Joe coming in there?
Joe's in here with me now.
How is he?
Hi, Joe.
He's fantastic. He's really bummed out about those Vikes. He's really bummed about the Vikes.
Yeah.
Okay, are you ready for me?
Yes, come on down. Yes, come on in, Beth Ann. Come on down.
He's yours.
Come on down, Don.
Okay, I'm coming down. Joe?
Yes?
You got control of the Enterprise until I'm right back. Get my picture taken in the bathroom.
Got it.
Okay. Mike?
Yes?
Rob?
Yes?
Right, we're all here.
Phil?
Beth Ann, wait. We're waiting for Don. And Matt's got to take the picture because you've got to be in it.
Yeah, everybody.
All right, so don't take a picture yet.
Just don't lean against anything.
Now, Don is making his way down to the bathroom, and we are going to have our picture taken amid the filth, the incredible filth of the men's room. Where did Matt go?
Joe
is running the board.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, guys.
Right, come on in. We're all going to get the picture. Hi, how are you? Yeah.
Come on, Beth Ann. Come on, Beth Ann. There you go. And here we go. Oops, hold on. The door is...
Right,
hi.
Here we go.
Hi, Matt.
All right, Buster. What do I do?
Stain. Okay, that's nice.
He said yes before he looked at it.
It did. I know he did.
That's nice.
I ate fried food today.
Pardon me, Mike.
Sorry, then, Rob.
Beth Ann, none of the pictures
Rob,
of the black
lighter. Rob, will you shut that door, please?
Of course.
Thank you.
Button on here?
Oh, Mike, are you...
I'm not telling you to turn off the flash.
Mike, what are you doing?
Huh?
I'm not doing anything. What are you doing?
Mike, hey, Beth Ann.
Oh,
guess what Mike's doing right now?
Well, he's got a paper in there and the door's closed over. What's he doing?
Hey, Beth Ann.
Yeah.
You want to hear what I do in real life? This is just a simulation, but this is what really goes on at the O'Meara household, usually about 8:30 or 9 o'clock every morning. Are you ready?
I'm ready. So long, dear friends.
Bye, boys. It's like saying goodbye to friends.
Yes. Okay, hold on. Let me run back to the studio.
Are we going back to the studio?
No, it's amazing. As long as we've all worked here, we've still never hadn't had our picture taken.
I have no idea.
Isn't that exciting?
It's really great. I have the Christmas card done.
What the hell is going on?
There we go. I think
who's
Don's
here,
still
Don?
Talking.
Look, here, Mike.
Hi, Joe.
I'm going to give you the microphone.
Hi, there. Hi, Joe. Oh, here I am. Hold on. Yeah. Woo! There you go, back in the studio. Here come the rest of them. Look at them. For goodness sakes. Come on back. Hurry back. Joe, we missed you in the picture in the bathroom.
That's okay.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Don.
That's quite a beautiful picture we got for the website of you on the toilet.
I think it'll be lovely.
And all of us crowded around. Hold on, let me turn everything back. Let's see.
And over.
Okay, gotcha. So you're telling me that the ladies' room is not nearly as disgusting as the men's room, because I didn't see it without the black light.
I seem to remember that we did the same experiment, did we not? We actually went over there.
5 years ago.
It was much closer. This time, a tremendous differentiation between the ladies' room and the men's room. Men's room, absolutely as dirty as it's ever been. The ladies' room, a bit cleaner.
I think if you go to DonnaMikeWebsite.com, maybe tonight, if not tonight, by tomorrow, we'll have the picture up
up hopefully some of those black light pictures of the stains, but if nothing else, a big group shot of all of us in the bathroom.
Yeah, that should be our official publicity photo.
What we need to do is figure out what women were here 5 years ago that aren't here now.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden,
if they were really
one
women.
Man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Can I remind you?
Yes. He made it up.
She still runs this place. No matter what you say,
I don't know what
Bobby Hollingsworth still runs this place.
Oh, I was
place.
Talking about her.
She still runs this place.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot about her.
Buzz?
Yes.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
And what's your lead? And you know what?
Godspeed, Donna.
None of us washed our hands. We were all just in that scuzzy, uggy bathroom.
I know.
And we all just ran right out of there to come running right in here and just touch everything.
We're filthy, dirty little people.
Buzz,
yes.
What's your lead story?
Today, a Bush administration secret declassified. What W keeps on his iPod.
Boy, oh boy. Anybody else got an itch like I do?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
It's starting at my feet and working its way up into my arm.
Don't rub your eyes.
Right.
Stay tuned for news and comments.
News is coming up
on the Don and Mike Show.
That was very
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Okay.
A couple of vegans, Don and Mike.
All right, time for Buzz's News Now. Buzz, brought to you tonight by Smoke Break.
This is good smoke.
Smokers break the nasty habit without gaining weight. Smoke Break. Revolutionary tablet for smokers.
This is Robert the Mailman.
Yeah, well, there. Don Mike Show.
Yeah, la, 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 la. Very
That's
good.
Funny.
I like that. Thank you.
Funny.
Zero, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Buzz, I know you have your news,
yes.
But boy, we're running so late. I just want to mention, I'm going to be terribly let down, and don't take this out of context.
Okay.
I'm going to be terribly let down if the president is not dead.
Oh, on 24 yes. tonight.
I'm reading here. We've not even talked about this today.
You're right.
Tonight on 24, we find out what happened to the president when his plane was shot down.
Well, I think there are a lot of unanswered questions tonight, and it was a major dramatic ending last week, a real cliffhanger.
Yeah, I don't know. I just...
Escape pod.
The show is no good if somebody don't die.
Really?
For me, at least.
I think the president might be gone, based on the previews of coming attractions
yes.
last week.
I hope so.
When they were worried about the football.
I hope the president is dead.
I wasn't fond of him.
The president on 24.
Of course.
Rob, get that onto a tape right now.
And now, here is Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Well, the iPod that President Bush got for his birthday last summer can hold about 10,000 songs. The president has 250 songs on it so far.
Wow.
According to Rolling Stone magazine. He listens to it while mountain biking, which he did for 18 miles the other day between the Pope's funeral and meeting with the Israeli Prime Minister. The Presidential Library of Tunage includes country singers George Jones, Alan Jackson, and Kenny Chesney. And he likes My Sharona by The Knack. There's some Joni Mitchell and John Hyatt and a
Joni
couple of...
Mitchell?
Yeah, and a couple of... That sounds more like Clinton. A couple of John Fogerty and Creedence Clearwater Revival songs. Fogerty, I ain't no... I ain't no senator's son, I believe, is
yes,
the song from...
That's right.
Fogerty was part of an anti-Bush concert tour last summer, so that's kind of an interesting choice. The president also...
Fortunate son. It's I ain't no fortunate son.
Right, but
I'm
one of
sorry,
the,
I was wrong.
One of the lines he sings in the song is, I ain't no senator's son in that song. The president also loves Van Morrison's Brown-Eyed
yes,
Girl.
But not to split hairs. The song is called
yes,
Fortunate Son,
it
which is what you guys had been discussing.
Yeah,
right. Well, I had been
right.
finding the songs that
well,
he's got.
Well, he was actually mentioning the lyrics. Yes,
the
I was citing the lyrics.
I'm which... just trying to get to this song. That's on his iPod.
Yes.
Hey, show us Neiman Tubbs.
That's on Arnold's iPod.
Now hold on a second, buddy. That's right.
Shoulders, knees, and toes. All right, this time, we're not going to sing it. We're just going to point to it without saying anything.
This is not German, Buzz.
No.
It's got that sound.
Shoulders,
it's the
sound.
Wiggles.
Toes, knees, and toes. Shoulders, knees, and toes. Knees
and he does this. That's why he fell on his mountain bike.
Yes.
He was playing along.
The Wiggles.
Shoulders, knees, and toes.
Knees and toes.
The gay Wiggles.
According to a friend of the president...
I got an expose on them on tomorrow's show.
Oh, good.
The Wiggles. The gay Wiggles.
I hope so. According to a friend of the president, no one should psychoanalyze the song selection. It's just music to get over the next hill.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Over the next few days, I hope to make this song as annoying to you as those good morning alarm clocks. The Wiggles.
The Wiggles.
It's very catchy.
The Gay Wiggles.
Shoulders, knees, and toes.
Mr. President.
Our military leaders in Iraq say they're cautiously optimistic that a significant number of the troops could be coming home next year. The number of attacks
in boxes.
We already do that.
Mm-hmm.
The number of attacks on American troops is down from 140 a day just before the election to about 35 a day. This, they say, is a sign of stability.
You know what pissed me off with those ingrates?
What?
That it's, what was it over the weekend? 2 years to the day. Since the statue of Saddam was pulled down.
Right.
Those jerk faces, those Iraqis, are over there having anti-American protest rallies.
I think they're tired. We've worn out our welcome, I believe.
You kiss my American ass.
Yeah, I mean, but I think from day number one, they haven't wanted us there. And it's ridiculous. Get out. You called for it way, way back when. And everybody was with you.
Hey, but listen, I still think we should get out, but, I mean, Jesus Christ, we saved your friggin' lives.
Yes.
You know?
Anyway, we're down from the number of attacks on American troops from 140 attacks a day down to 35 attacks a day. And, of course, that's the same number as a year ago before the election campaign. And they say that only 36 American lives were lost in Iraq last month, the lowest casualty figure since February of last year.
Hey, here's some good news.
Hey, man, look at him ride that mountain bike.
Shoulders, knees,
how about it, George? Wasn't bad.
Any of you parents with little children
know the Wiggles?
I use Rob's kids as my proof on this.
Uh-huh.
They love the Gay Wiggles.
Yes.
They don't know they're gay, but goddamn, they love the gay Wiggles.
Shoulders, knees, and toes.
They will run from any level of the house to find the Gay Wiggles.
Ah, the Gay Wiggles.
Murray, Anthony, Greg, and Jim.
Shoulders, knees, and toes.
Hands,
toes.
Shoulders.
Shoulders, knees, and toes.
You know his eyes are all wide when he's there. And ears, and mouth, and nose.
The Gay Wiggles.
The Gay Wiggles.
You know, what country is it, Rob? They're the biggest.
Australia.
I was reading over the weekend, they're bigger than AC/DC, Nicole Kidman, and Russell Crowe.
Yeah, I think if you add up Russell Crowe and Nicole Kidman, you approach Wiggle territory.
Wow. The Gay Wiggles.
Well, what is my favorite cut on there? Blumpkin.
Cut one is good. That's the hit single.
Cut one.
Makes me want to kill myself. Chugga,
big red car. Oh, this is the song Robert loves, your son loves so much.
Yeah, he likes it a lot.
Chugga, big red car. I can see why little biddies would like it.
It's happy.
Wiggle.
The Gay Wiggles. Sorry, we're gay wiggling during Buzz's news.
Well, it should be noted that while attacks on Americans are decreasing, attacks on the new Iraqi security forces are increasing. And while hundreds, maybe thousands of insurgents have been killed, nearly that many more have new ones have made their way into the country, mostly from Syria.
You bastards, I don't think we should be there, but you shouldn't be having a goddamn picnic on the two-year anniversary of the day that we knocked that stupid statue down. And bastards. Now, if not for us, you know, they'd all be eating sand sandwiches right now. Not that they're not, but, you know, I mean, they might be D-E-double-A-D.
That's right.
D-E-A-A. No, D-E-double-A-D.
Greg, now we're walking down the street.
It's the window.
Across the road. What do we do, Greg? What do we do?
Stop at the lights. Look both ways.
The Gay Wiggles.
Gay Wiggles.
Stop at the line.
Look both ways.
Be very careful.
It'll be D-E-A-D.
A growing number of Republicans are starting to say what rational people have been saying all along.
That's that.
There's reason to doubt the ethics of House Majority Leader Tom DeLay of Texas.
That's right.
Even one of the most conservative men in Washington, Pennsylvania Senator Rick Santorum, says it's time for DeLay to, quote, lay out what he did and why he did it. DeLay's accused of putting family members on the payroll of his political action committee and accepting trips and other goodies from lobbyists. DeLay has so far refused to address these charges. A Republican who's never liked DeLay says the man should step down because he's, quote, an embarrassment to me and the party.
I bet I don't get any when my mother-in-law's living with me. You know, DeLay.
Tom DeLay, now considered so sleazy, even the White House has stopped defending him.
Is he any relation to the one we have in the studio?
Yes. No, different DeLay.
Oh, that's okay. The only DeLay I like. A good 1 minute and 25 seconds.
Bingo, baby.
72%. That's the number we keep getting when Americans are asked if they're ready for a woman president. 72% invariably say yes. Pollster Scott Rasmussen got the same number.
Hold on a second. Who are they asking?
Well, Americans across the country, a cross-section of thousands
what
of Americans. Regardless of who takes the survey, it always comes out to about 72%.
They're lucky that they can drive.
Well, you make an interesting point, because pollster Scott Rasmussen got the same number, but then asked a different question. Are your friends and neighbors ready for a female president? This time, only 49% said yes, which Scott believes is closer to the real number. Yes, Mike?
I just raised my hand.
Ah.
I think it's a good idea, because I know that my wife isn't moody or anything. Nice and level-headed. Put her on the button.
Listen, we let them drive.
Uh-huh.
We let them vote.
Right.
Okay?
The only reason we let them drive is the chance they might drive away.
And what woman could possibly do better than the president we have now?
Mm-hmm.
This may be the glass ceiling for Hillary Clinton, who has a positive showing in the polls of 47%.
Boy, with a glass ceiling with her, you would see everything. Especially
oh,
if she
you're
was
darn right.
Bed.
Do I like that term, the glass ceiling?
The glass floor.
Glass ceiling.
Oh, phone.
Even those surveys are hypothetical, as John Kerry could surely tell you. And we learn all this just before the release of a new tell-all book about Hillary that promises to make the swift boat captains look like the John Kerry fan club. Some Catholics are mighty unhappy about today's memorial for Pope John Paul, and I'll tell you why when we come back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
And instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
They'll still be here after they thin the herd. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah. Website, www.donandmikewebsite.com. We'll have pictures, the black light test in the back bathroom today, all of this stuffed into the John together.
Oh my God.
The audio highlights, of course. Ron Mexico.
Yes.
You get those shirts in the store now. Standing, like we're all standing today.
Yay! Standing in sympathy.
We're all very erect today. Yep. Standing because of Mike's bad back. Mm-hmm. And here is Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. People who say they were abused by pedophile priests are very unhappy about the Vatican allowing the former Archbishop of Boston to deliver today's memorial mass.
I was the only one
John
to applaud.
Paul.
I was the only one to applaud there.
You were not.
Yes.
You were not raped like I was, were you, Mike?
Many of us applauded in our hearts. Court documents show that this priest law shuffled priests from parish to parish after they were accused and reaccused of sexually abusing minors. One woman says the Vatican is rubbing salt in an open wound by its choice.
I remember.
Hey, Stoney Bob from the locker room.
Archbishop Law.
Richard goes in you. I said, please, please. And then he said, what's that thing about something Fitzpatrick and
Gerald Fitzpatrick,
Patrick Fitzgerald. Yes,
right.
That's right.
And a Scottish Cup soccer game in Glasgow over the weekend, the crowd was asked to observe a moment of silence for Pope John Paul. Instead, they jeered, forcing the tribute to be cut short. The visiting team, Celtic, has mostly Catholic fans, so the booing may have been as much out of rivalry as anything else.
You gotta love those soccer thugs.
Sports fan. And finally, never underestimate the power of alcohol. In Buffalo.
There's a soccer thugs.
Sports fan. And finally, never underestimate the power of alcohol. In Buffalo. There's a applause there. In Buffalo, a man stole a case during his getaway.
You're a fine girl.
The bottles broke and a lot of the precious liquor escaped. The homeless thief vanished for a minute, then returned with a straw to suck the brandy up off the floor.
This is Robert the Mailman.
But today's winner is a Connecticut man who for 10 miles swerved in and out of traffic, speeding, running red lights and stop signs, and forcing other folks off the road. He was charged with drunk driving shortly after police convinced him to pull over in his beer delivery truck. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Sorry, we're out of time.
I'm not going to sign off with that tonight. Let's try this again.
Sorry, we're out of time.
That one's even worse. Ooh,
you're killing me, Rob.
Come on, it's the rock and pneumonia and the boogie woogie flu.
On the south side of Chicago.
Yes.
Shoulders, knees, and toes.
Okay, here we go.
Sorry, we're out of time. Is this the real life?
Very
yeah.
Nice.
Yeah,
Queen for the Wiggles.
That's it. We got to go. We'll be back tomorrow with the all-new episode. We'll be giving away more Independence Air vacations to Las Vegas,
cool.
Orlando, and Detroit. Plus, tomorrow, a brand-new game involving our crazy sound effects. That's all I'll tell you for now. See you at the website. See you tomorrow. Stand by for Ron and Fez after an outstanding infomercial.
Very good.
Coming up next on WJFK FM. We'll see you tomorrow, and good day to you, sir.
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 And to you, I say... What, Robbie?
Good night, Robbie Gomez.
Good night, Robbie.
Mm-hmm.
So we meet again. Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.